InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I didn't do an April Fool's joke on April 1st, but on April 20th, I made a point with a headline that's going live here in just a few minutes, and it's that verdict reached in the Chauvin trial. Because the verdict's already been reached. The Democrats, the deep state, the globalists have this country primed to blow and to hold America hostage. So there's so much violence, so much shooting, so much killing, so much burning, that when the mainstream media says somebody needs to be convicted, they will be convicted. And when the media decides to not cover something, they can get away with murder. They want control of the local police. That's what Soros and the deep state lust after. They're Bolsheviks 2.0. Soros admits he's a Bolshevik. Studied the Bolsheviks 100 years ago, 104 years ago, and you'll know everything you need to know. They admit they're Bolsheviks. They admit their plan is Bolshevik, and it's updated with a Maoist operation. The cop didn't want to go to jail. The cop didn't want to kill him. It was an out-of-control situation. Should the cop get in trouble for negligence or problem? Sure. Should he go to... But that isn't the issue. We're being held hostage. So no matter whether he gets convicted or not, this country's now being held hostage. And here's some of the locals frothing after Maxine Waters came and basically told them to go out and be violent, saying, we're in control now. This is the Bolshevik model, the French Revolution model. Here it is.
They don't find them guilty, man. They're going to tear this town up. We're going to say it just like that. We're going to tear this town up.
Hey, I'm Lisa with The Daily Caller. Today we are in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where Dante Wright was fatally shot. And we're asking people what they expect the city to look like if Derek Chauvin is found not guilty of murder. Let's see what they say.
I think the city is going to look like if Chauvin is found not guilty of...
Oh, y'all, we're going to be fucked up.
If those cops get off, not only will they burn downtown down, they're going to burn all of downtown down.
I think it'll burn.
Businesses are going to burn again. A lot are going to get broken into.
It looked like it did before. When they killed them.
It looked like Minneapolis dead. Straight like that. It will.
If he's found not guilty, maybe it needs to burn.
It's going to be chaos either way.
I'm scared.
I think it'll probably be worse than it was the past couple nights for sure.
They do? What they do?
Yeah.
Now go about your business.
Oh, yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead and go. Yeah. Go ahead yeah. about your business.
This is what they call it.
Wipe out the next person yeah. real quick.
They call it go appeal. Yeah, go up for an appeal.
Probably the exact same as it was last summer.
We shouldn't be standing right here having no f***ing conversation, because if they use their training and the shit that they supposed to do, this wouldn't constantly be happening. But they don't give a f***. Look at their training. Oh, it's a taser and you shot a motherfucker. Look at their training. You put a knee on a motherfucking neck and you kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of f***ing training is this? You know, this ain't training. This ain't no f***ing training.
I would not feel at rest just if those charges, you know, he was found guilty. I wouldn't expect anybody to feel at ease with that.
They killed their own love. You know, and he's just trying to get away so he don't get killed. And shot him in the car.
All right, I can't watch any more of this. It goes on. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And all these liberal women, double, triple mask. We got another big study out how it kills you wearing a mask. But they don't care. They love the ignorance. And these black guys don't care about 2,000 dead black people in Chicago at the hands of black people. And like 20 people dead at the hands of white people, black people. No, it's all about feeling good because the media tells you so, and going out there and acting like idiots, when meanwhile thousands of people are dying a day of fentanyl overdoses, just like George Floyd did. But the media tells you when to get upset. They don't tell you to get upset about all the black people dying from the vaccine that's poisoned. They don't tell you to worry about the tens of millions starving to death all over the third world, most of them Africa, from the Great Reset. No, because you don't care about that. You like to feel like you're part of the establishment and part of the media when the big banks and the universities and CNN, MSNBC, and a rich congresswoman tell you to go out and burn stuff down when she's on the payroll of the communist Chinese that run giant death camps killing millions of people. But you don't care about that. You just care about feeling good all day and buying into leftist race war because you're dumbasses. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We've already got the verdict. America's a joke.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. and CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I didn't do an April Fool's on April Fool's. I never do it, but I did one today. Watch live. Verdict reached in Chauvin trial. America is being divided and conquered. That's the verdict. But really, it's not even tongue-in-cheek. It's a straightforward thing. It doesn't matter in the scheme of things about George Floyd or about Chauvin. They're both humans. They both have red blood. God made them both. I mean, they matter to God. But to the globalists, they don't matter. They're just pawns in this game. I guarantee you, George Floyd didn't want to get addicted to methamphetamine and to fentanyl. And I guarantee you, the cop that turned out was friends with him and worked at the same club with him didn't want to kill him. But they're humans, and so we're flawed, and things go wrong, and bad things happen. But now the media can sit there and divide and conquer us and control us. Turns out they've gone to the former home. I'll cover it next segment. Guys, got my article out there, the printer, thanks. Of one of the defense witnesses, went to his home, hadn't lived there in 2 years, threw a dead pig head on his property, on the former property, and spread blood all over it. We'll show you all that coming up next segment. There's some of it right there. Barry Broad's former residence. And they went to the other jurors' homes because CBS doxed them yesterday. CBS said, here's who they are, so you can go harass them. Because the corporate media that sells you all these illegal wars and Chinese slave camps, and that we need to change the gender of our little boys, and that the nuclear family needs to be ended for black people. Hell, that was the goal of the Great Society. Now they just admit it. They want power over us to decide who gets convicted and who doesn't. They don't want a jury, half of which is black. Unprecedented. Per capita, it should be one black person if you go off race on that jury. But it's half black. And they're going to their houses, too, saying, we don't trust you to look at the evidence and decide whether we're going to put this guy in jail for the rest of his life. We're going to burn everything down, and we're going to come to your houses if you don't do what we say. Now, the American response is, I'm going to do the right thing off the evidence, and I'm going to ignore your terrorism. But let me tell you something. A lot of Americans don't act like that and don't behave like that. I've been involved in jury trials. I've been involved in situations we later learned where the media got involved and contacted the jurors and said, if you don't do the right thing, we're going to dox your ass. That's how corrupt the corporate media is. They're not media. They're terrorists. They're the enemies of this country. And they're the ones that cover up the government shipping in drugs to black neighborhoods. They're the ones covering up the black-on-black crime. They're the ones covering up the veterans commit suicide 20-plus a day. They're the ones deindustrializing our nation. They're the ones putting up 5G. They're the ones poisoning us. They're the ones bringing in illegal aliens and giving them $15,000 when citizens get nothing as we go bankrupt. They're the enemy. They work for the foreign banks. They work for the ultra-rich. They work for the establishment. And when you go along with the mainstream media or the universities or the power structure or Hollywood, you're working for the man, the bad man, the globalist man, the New World Order man. And that's a fact. So I don't give a rat's behind what color you are. What I care about is what's going on between your ears. And the New World Order hates every one of us because they serve the wicked one that came to kill, steal, and destroy God's creation. And it's time to transcend this divide and conquer and come together and understand what's going to happen. But I can tell you, Drew Hernandez is going to be popping on tonight during a special broadcast when this verdict comes out. It could be tonight, tomorrow, could be in 10 minutes, could be in 5 minutes. But the fact that you're watching mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, hype this up and say, if we don't get justice, a loaded question, what do we do if he isn't convicted? Well, we burn this son of a bitch. And Maxine Waters out there with her virtue signaling mask and her face mask, all crazy-eyed, is emblematic of this national possession that we're under. We need a national exorcism. So we've already got riots and burnings and police stations getting shot up and burned all over the country. And Maxine Waters said, well, that's what civil rights looks like. But she doesn't say a word about 3 million Muslims in death camps, 1 million Christians in death camps, 1 million Buddhists in death camps. No. She'll pick one of the 14 black men killed each year in a wrongful situation out of 350 million people, and she'll make a huge deal about that all day and act like that's all the world's problems to distract from the fact that she's a monster that sold out to China 30 years ago and deindustrialized this country, and that she promotes Planned Parenthood that was established to kill black people. Can you imagine if I set up a group that's mission was to, quote, kill black weeds? Kill black subhumans. That's who she works with. That's who she really funds. And I see what they've done to black people and everybody else for that matter. They just started on them, so they're farther down than us. You think I feel strong as a human watching them brainwashed, dumbed down, drugged out, dying, killing each other? It makes me feel like a sack of garbage. But to people like her and the Democrats and Joe Biden that pass the laws to if a black guy gets busted with drugs, he gets three times the sentence of a white person. To those real elitists, because they're beyond racist, they're elitist. They see us as animals. They see us weak and falling apart and dying and going bankrupt. They see that and it makes them feel big inside. Makes them feel strong. Because the truth is they're fallen and they're ugly and they're stupid and they're bad, these globalists. They're black, they're white, they're Christian, they're Catholic, they're Jewish, they're Muslim, they're Chi-Com, they're everything. They're from all our groups. But they're of their father, the dirty, lying, stinking, loser-ass devil that's a loser. So he wants to take the world with him, and all his children are exactly the same. So I thank my lucky stars, and I thank Jesus Christ and his father that I'm not in the same club as Hillary, and I'm not in the same club as any of these devil-worshipping, knuckle-dragging animals. But kissing the ass of the left and kissing the ass of idiots, whether they be black or white or Hispanic, running around spouting leftist talking points like it's some magic they've got, like hocus pocus. No, you tell them they're wrong, and you tell them they're idiots, and you stop kissing their ass. Because they've organized all the losers into these clubs to think going around and bullying us and pushing everybody around is how they're going to get their reparations or their fair share or their tuition paid for or their this or that. It's only in this final season you get a little money for selling out $15,000 to an illegal alien, quote, free tuition to this and that. That's they're just getting you there for the collapse. They're just getting you used to having everything paid for so that you are their slave. Like a pig you fatten up before you slaughter it. And the footage of people being blocked in their own neighborhoods, being attacked, and then The media was calling this guy a white supremacist. He looks like he's Hispanic or Asian. He's being assaulted, and the police come and arrest him because those are gods. Those are Black Lives Matter. Those are trendies who are there to stop you, and the police aren't going to let you get to your house. They're going to attack your car. They're going to push you around because they work for Soros and the Chi-Coms and Hollywood and the media and the universities and the banks and the radical Islamicists and all the big powers of the world. They're the establishment when they censor you. They're the establishment when they burn you down. They're the establishment when they run over you or when they shoot you. And deep down they know it, and they finally feel like, whether they be black or white, they're part of the power structure, and they're going to get their moment of power when all they really are is useful idiot dumbasses. Opening the door to their own destruction. Stay with us. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have it stocked in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up. Availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I had a really great evening last night. I had like a 2.5 hour dinner with James O'Keefe and his fantastic crew. And it's just an honor to be around these type of souls who love liberty, who are indomitable, and who have a fighting spirit. It just makes me feel strong. And it was really great. And O'Keefe turned to me after dinner and he said, "Hey, we're going to give you a big exclusive tomorrow. We're going to actually let you break it at 11 a.m. And it's another terrorist. They caught at the border and a cover-up of what happened. They were given the internal documents. That is breaking in 10 minutes at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and it's going to be breaking simultaneously over at Project Veritas. And so we're uploading the video report that they gave us last night right now to band.video. That is coming up. But as we sit here and watch the Chauvin show trial and experts harassed, jurors' homes visited, the media threatening them, CBS doxing them. I mean, this is levels of criminal activity never seen in the U.S. While they throw the book at journalists like our journalist, Sam, who went in the Capitol peacefully and shot the entire situation peacefully. CNN's allowed to be inside. National Geographic's allowed to be inside. He's not, because he's a Trump supporter. He didn't break in. The police waved him in. But they want to put him in prison for 7 years. But Jaden X, well, they've already let him out and aren't doing anything to him because he's Antifa and he was paid by CNN to go in and say, let's burn this mother effer down. And of course, CNN hired him because he's black, so they can blame black people when stuff burns down. That's in the Antifa documents we got 3 years ago from 2015. We got them a few years after that, where Obama was trying to get Antifa to train and prepare blacks to burn down cities so blacks would get the blame. Man, with friends like that, who needs enemies, ladies and gentlemen? And so that's all the manipulation. But I want to shift gears into this right now. And I think the best place to start is with a very important report by Greg Reese. It's in the Greg Reese section of band.video. And all of this, after I play this report, will tie into this article on Infowars.com. Biden administration bans ICE and CPB from using dehumanizing language such as illegal alien. Under Latin, the Romans said if someone was from outside, it just means alien, not of the group. In foreign countries, in Mexico, they call you an alien. You put on the paperwork. That's how it is. But now they've already taught us to call these people all migrants, but they're the ones dehumanizing. They're the ones trafficking. They're the ones in the Senate report from 5.5 years ago admitting that 10,000 plus children in one survey were placed with smugglers and sex traffickers. Some were killed. So if you humanize them and actually want to know what's going on with them, you're dehumanizing and pointing out this is all illegal. This is all smuggling. Like when we caught the smuggler packing kids in the back of the car, they go, hey, we're allowed to do this now. Don't call us a smuggler, even though it's still illegal. They're just saying, hey, except it's not. Like drag queen story time or topless bars, now having adult men dressed as women like clowns, they're not even dressed like women, having small children get up on stage as they shout profanities at them and tell them they want to have sex with them and stick money in little boys dressed like girls, G-strings, at midnight. But this isn't sexual abuse. No, this isn't something out of a nightmare. No. Disgusting video shows children being paraded around and dragged. Show cash tips being thrown at them. That ties in with Hollywood movie star, the star of The Passion of the Christ, exposes adrenochrome and child sex trafficking, and we commend his courage. The video's at band.video. It's your mission to share the video if you choose to accept your mission. Here's the report.
If you were to watch Schindler's List, you would say, boy, that was terrible. I wish I was around that. Maybe I could have done something. You can do something now. Because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, in dumps and all kinds of places. The adrenochroming of children.
Actor Jim Caviezel is being ridiculed and defamed in the mainstream news for speaking out against child trafficking. While promoting his new film, Sound of Freedom, based on the true story of former U.S. government agent Tim Ballard, who quit his job to devote his life to rescuing children from global sex traffickers. Jim Caviezel described what adrenochrome is.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline, and they have a lot of terms that they use.
The Mockingbird media responded by firing a chorus of headlines into the brainwashed minds of the public, all to the tune of, adrenochrome and the consumption of children is a dangerous right-wing lie. But it isn't. Millions of people waking up from the generational sleepy lie of pop culture are seeing the ugly truth, seeing the millions of babies aborted each year, sold for fetal body parts, seeing old women rub aborted fetal tissue into their skin to appear younger, and seeing official science comparing young blood to the fountain of youth. It doesn't matter how many times the lying fake news media decries QAnon, conspiracy theorists, or right-wingers. Millions are now seeing what they have been busy hiding. The trafficking of children, slavery. Caviezel warned that the film may never be seen because there are very famous people in Hollywood involved in child trafficking.
And once they see the ships that they transport the children in and all of this stuff, well, there's no other film like this. Our industry can't make this film right now because of a lot of people that are involved in it all over the world that are in this. And many of these people are very famous.
He even mentioned Dumbs.
Because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, and Dumbs and all kinds of places.
Deep underground military bases, which we were warned about in 1995 by former government engineer turned whistleblower Phil Schneider. People have always been telling us this ugly truth. Alex Jones and David Icke, William Cooper, Manly P. Hall, all the way back to Aristotle. And now it's all coming out into the open. The apocalypse. The revealing of what was once hidden. Like Plato's allegory of the cave, there are millions who keep themselves ignorantly buried in the mainstream lie. But millions of us are awakening to the evil truth. And we demand justice.
And these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
To sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this, the technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got to pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody knows, but don't play with me, cause you're playing with fire.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. Thanks for joining us on this live April 20th Tuesday transmission. I want to hit this exclusive Project Veritas news that they exclusively gave us to break first. They're breaking it basically simultaneously as we break it here in a moment. But the level of pandering, the level of grifting, the level of fake garbage from Biden and Facebook and big tech with the George Floyd thing has hit new lows, and I'll cover that in a moment. George Floyd's brother says President Biden called his family to say he's praying for them when he's involved with the Chinese shipping the fentanyl in that killed his brother and passed the laws to give blacks three times a prison sentence of whites and tried to block Trump. Meanwhile, Facebook removes posts by Breonna Taylor's mother criticizing Black Lives Matter, saying they never helped her and they're full of crap. Wow. So now the mother of Breonna Taylor, who was killed wrongly, and Senator Paul passed a law to try to stop the no-knock warrants being used too much, he gets beat up for passing a law to protect her. It's all upside down. The cops get beat up for trying to do that. It's all upside down. Next level sick. But here's the breaking Project Veritas news, exclusive up on InfoWars.com. Appreciate James O'Keefe giving us, because he was talking to me. He goes, you know, you heard about this suspected terrorist on the terrorist watch list. They, you know, they caught. I said, oh, you mean the two guys? He goes, no. That was a week ago, and then they ordered that taken down off the internet. Biden did, just like he says, don't call me illegal aliens. Well, don't call them terrorists on the terror watch list out of Yemen. Well, another one's been grabbed. Project Veritas exclusive Department of Homeland Security insider leaks, quote, significant event report showing suspected terrorists being tracked and apprehended on U.S.-Mexico border. This is the third one in a couple of weeks, and they want this shut down. So, folks, get the article out. It has the exclusive video embedded in it in the article at InfoWars.com. Here's the report.
Hello, everyone. Breaking news. Project Veritas has just received this confidential report from an insider at the Department of Homeland Security. This report is a, quote, significant event report. It shows a Yemen national named al-Bukhari, a known associate of four Yemens on the terrorist watch list, was traveling through Panama with them before being encountered at the Mexicali airport in Mexico on Monday, April 12th. Now, al-Bukhari was then released into the general public by the government of Mexico, and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol anticipates that Albuquerque will be encountered at the U.S. southern border within the next several days. That means that this guy is going to be encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border, and this document, we've redacted some bits of it here, but it actually shows his face. It's a unclassified document, but what titled law enforcement sensitive. We've seen that that nomenclature on a lot of these documents obtained from our insiders. Now, this is extremely concerning, considering the state and crisis at our southern border. Just last week, two other Yemeni nationals on the FBI's terrorism watch list were arrested after illegally crossing the border from Mexico into California. Even Albuquerque's brother, who is also on the terrorism watch list, supposedly works at Burger King in Mexicali, Mexico, just south of California on the border. Now, they say it's not a crisis, but when people associated with those on the terrorism watch list are about to cross the border, we'd say that's a crisis. I just got a message from one of our insiders at the Customs and Border Patrol. This person says, quote, "We're processing the people flooding our border while watching your CNN videos and laughing." So we appreciate our insiders and whistleblowers inside the U.S. and Customs and Border Protection, Department of Homeland Security. Keep it coming, guys. We'll keep the videos coming.
Again, the full report is at Infowars.com. Very pleased and honored to be working directly with Project Veritas and the amazing work they do.
Well, you've got your diamond and you.
And the system is definitely scared of all the work that we are doing here together. So my message to the New World Order is, don't play with me. Don't play with us. Because you're playing with fire.
Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood.
And now the globalists want to burn down America. They want to hold the police and our local governments hostage, so they roll over, and a lot of them are.
But don't play.
They're playing with fire. Playing with fire now, aren't they? Fire has a way of getting away from you. Way of blowing back. Hurting you real bad. That's why I don't play with fire. Because what did old George Washington say? Old George. Our leader. What did he say? He said, fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. But you're the ones playing with fire. You're the one letting it out of the box, and you don't control it. And those that release the fire are almost always the ones burned by the fire. You must respect the fire, and you must keep the fire at arm's length. But those of you that embrace the fire of 666 will be burned by the fire. You cannot contain the fire. You are not in command of the fire. Because you're playing with fire. Want to play God? You're not. Now let's speak of that devil. These three articles at Infowars.com and Band.video all tie together inexorably. Disgusting video that is hard for me to watch. You're lucky if you're a radio listener. Shows children, and by the way, when we air stuff like this, this is not even the really bad stuff, where grown men with erections have glitter on their genitals in Austin at public events, and children hop up and down on it. And then we air that, and stations go, hey, we're going to drop your show. If you air that, I call up the station managers. I've done this many times. I go, I agree with you. That's very obscene. That was done in downtown Austin, out in the middle of downtown. It was done in a hotel ballroom. PBS shows kids hit by napalm in Vietnam. That helped end the war. Naked girl running down the street, her skin falling off. You think I like looking at that? They're doing it to little kids. What am I supposed to do? But the station said, we understand. Just people can't handle it. Okay. I can show this video. There's no naked kids or naked men on this. This is men hooping and hollering in a strip club at night. And you've got some black woman that going thinking this is cute and fun. because Hollywood, Max, like Men in Drag, is such a cool thing, because they were preparing you for the priest class. These globalists dress up like clowns, and they tell you in all the videos we see, we are priests. We're here to groom your children, and they have upside-down crosses on. And it's a bunch of perverts and pedophiles and sickos parading children up on stage and throwing money at them and saying, we had to bleep it, I want to F you. I want to suck you. So when we come back, I'm going to show you playing with fire. Because if we put up with this stuff, and I've got videos going back years of where they bring up little kids at strip bars and throw money at 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old boys. Now, nobody puts up with this being done to girls. People, that's a little girl. You don't do that. The little boy's like, get up there and dress like a girl and you be tough. And they're 9, 10, 11 years old in front of hundreds of shouting, fat, obese, stinking men with John Wayne Gacy clown makeup on. Creepier than hell. Absolutely frightening. And a lot of times they do mock sacrifice, pulling bloody babies out of their stomachs and everything. You've seen those videos. We'll show you that when we come back. And these children are totally freaked out. You can see a lot of times they drug the kids, and a lot of times they have sex with them. And this is just open evil in your face, in the face of God, because if you don't stand up against it, then God removes the edge of protection, and we are destroyed. The globalists are doing this as a ritual to lower our defenses, to lower our shields. They're now clear to fire.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There are a lot of diseased, crazy people who always seek to destroy innocence. And when we bow down to them, well, we get destroyed. And speaking of that, since you're radio listeners, you don't have to see this, you're lucky. I'm going to play the latest article. Yet another disgusting video has emerged of children being paraded around during a late-night drag queen show in L.A., as they are encouraged to take cash tips and members of the crowd who tell them, "I want to F you." The woman filming the video expresses her revulsion of the scene, commenting, "Why in the hell do these people got these effing little bitty kids at this effing drag show? It's 11:40 at night, these kids, these children, in a effing drag show in L.A. And I don't know what it is about women liking this. When I was getting divorced, a couple of gorgeous women that lived in the condos with me, well, one of them did, one of them didn't live there, said, "Hey, we want to take you to this drag show contest." And I'm like, "I don't really go to topless bars." And they go, no, this is tasteful. It was in North Austin. I lived in downtown then. I was like a year into my divorce. I wasn't divorced yet. I'm like, okay, I'll go with you. And there were two gorgeous brunettes, took me. And I get there and I go, "What the hell? This is like half of these are men. And the smell of the hormones, I was sick." And then they all got mad at me that I was there. They're like, "Well, you're right. We didn't know it was all men. We thought there'd be a few here. Let's go." But I remember, and we were there like 15 minutes in this theater. Because you get in, you see it, you know, you get through the line, and it was packed with people. And I remember there were like 12, 13, 14-year-old kids there that didn't look too happy to be there. So, see, there's this whole societal thing. Like, Bob Hope dresses up like a woman. They do it at Bohemian Grove. They have all these movies about drag queens and how cool they are. And, you know, it's a fun stunt. Steven Crowder did it, and it's funny. I haven't thought about doing it because, you know, it could be a funny Halloween costume. I'm not saying people are bad if they've done that. But the way the media desensitized this, now if you look at drag queen story time around the world, not just here, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates funds it as well. It's come out through his subsidiaries. It's like really gross-looking dudes. Well, like clowns, like demons, and then the kids sit in their laps, and the men make all these weird faces, like, "Ah." And you, I mean, you've seen the videos, we've played them, and they pull out babies out of their stomachs, bleeding, fake babies. Maybe roll that if you can find it. I mean, you can't. It's really satanic. It's very macabre. And, yeah, this is some footage in Austin. The station's complaining about this, so don't show the part with the guy totally naked with glitter with children humping him. I mean, but it's like a dude with a major schlong, and there's kids riding him, but he's got glitter on his genitals, so it's covered. I mean, this is all illegal. And so I just couldn't imagine being a child and being around these, because it's a pack of lunatics. I mean, they're all on drugs. They're on all sorts of crazy hormones. They're doing all sorts of insane things, and I've been around it for 15 15 minutes. And it made me physically sick. And we ran out of there and got away. Yeah, watch this. This was praised by the media a few years ago. This person says they're a devil worshiper. He says he's a woman, and then he pulls out the baby and kills it and then drinks the blood. But this is what's really going on. That's called lesser magic. They show you publicly what they're doing or what they desire internally, and it's about a man saying, I'm a woman, and by saying he's a woman, he takes over that power and then says, I'm going to kill the baby, and these women sit around and act like it's really sexy and it's powerful, and these men all act like they're getting off on it, like, this is really avant-garde. This is really... So they live off our free society. They live off the largesse, and they just do whatever they want with, like, two-year-old girls having big fat men come up and shake their ass in their face. So let's go ahead and show the latest video of them. I want to have sex with you. I want to just screaming like a howling mob of demons at two little boys dressed like girls. They look like maybe 8, 9, 10 years old. Here it is.
Why in the hell do you people got these little bitty ass kids?
But it's 11:40 at night.
It is 11:40 at night. These people have children in a drag show in LA on the beach. Look at this.
Woo! USA! USA!
Telling her get her money. Look at this fucking bullshit. Look at this bullshit now. Look, look, they giving them money, yo. Little girls now. Look at this. Look at this. And throwing money at these little girls.
Little boys being inducted into sex labor. Highest incidence of suicide, highest incidence of drug abuse, highest incidence of every HIV, you name it, in the, quote, drag queen society, drag queen operation. And it's transhumanism. They can get you to accept that. They can get you to accept anything. Don't forget the big exclusive Project Veritas report, just broke at InfoWars.com, with the terrorists being caught again in the cover-up. But this all ties in with Hollywood movie star exposes adrenochrome and child sex trafficking, and the media demonizes him. Hell, they keep babies alive and sell their organs. Governor Northam admits that. This is all hiding in plain view. And Richard Dawkins canceled his 1996 Humorist of the Year after tweets about transgenders and the attack on women's rights. So's J.K. Rowling. So's all of them. It's simply the takeover of our civilization. Let me tell you who we got coming up for you today. Haven't had him on in probably 5, 6 years. He's a medical doctor, a zoologist, made major discoveries, helped educate me about so much. Dr. Joel Wallach's going to be popping in on a host of issues. Then Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, will give his take on the latest in the Chauvin trial. And then Robert Barnes will be popping in after that. And then Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour. I've only scratched the surface on a lot of this key information so far. But let me just real quick throw this out at everybody right now. We are listener supported. And I appreciate you, and you're doing an amazing job. And we've done things in the past that ended up having a huge effect. I guess I took Endgame off my desk. Somebody bring me an Endgame, please. Thanks. But we are offering my film that's been censored and been blocked and been attacked and been taken off Amazon when it was number one. And so I thought, hey, I'm going to print 20,000 copies of this bad boy, and I'm going to sell them for $3.95 a piece. We figure that'll help fund the operation, but sell them as close to cost as we can. And we've almost sold out of the 20,000 copies. So bravo, folks. Bravo. They buy one for $14.95, buy two for $9.95 each, three for $8.95, five for $5.95, five copies for $5.95 apiece, or 10 for $3.95 apiece. And most people, I salute you, are buying 10. A big, nice HD DVD with all the extras exposing the whole Great Reset, the whole New World Order operation. And it's got a zero country code. It plays anywhere in the world, and there's no copy protection. In fact, if you get it, get the old DVD player out, get the DVD burner out, make copies, go to your church, go everywhere and say, hey, you're not supposed to see this. It's been banned. You've heard Alex Jones has been demonized. He predicted and laid out their whole Great Reset using a fake virus 14 years ago with their own documents. This is the film. And people, it's already trended on the top of Twitter like 5 times the last month. They're so pissed. Alex Jones was right. Hashtag Alex Jones was right. This is what I was right about. This, people are really freaking out over Endgame because you watch it and they go, is this real time? How do you know? I don't get the credit. God gets the credit for touching my heart and going after the globalists in their own research. So if you wonder how I know all this stuff before, it's in Endgame, and I call it Operation Endgame, and I just ordered 20,000 more of these bad boys today. So that is great, great news. 20,000 of these in the last, it's like 15,000 last week. The 5,000 are about to sell out, but that's okay. It only takes a week to get them printed up in good old-fashioned Chicago, America. It's all American-made, the DVDs, the printers, the workers, everything. And be part of Operation Endgame, warn the world, stop the Great Reset. But the key is, if you order 100,000 of these, we already sold 300,000 over the years, that's going to do a little something. Get them on Access TV or give them to police chiefs or other decision makers, members of Congress. But if you burn copies and you say, here's the forbidden information, burn your own and pay it forward. This film is banned. This exposed it all. I've done chain reactions before I ever went viral on the internet with DVDs of my film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, we have no idea what happened. Everybody had them. I'd be in gas stations in the middle of nowhere walking, they'd have three stacks of them sitting there. That happened like 20 times to me. So you have the power when you take action, when you're unleashed. Operation Endgame, get them now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Bill Gates hopes you don't get it. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's time to read Mad Maxine, The Riot Act. She stepped in it because everybody says you're supposed to go to prison if you walk through the velvet ropes of the Capitol. Well, she says burn everything down. She says get in people's faces. She says get more aggressive. Oh. People have logic. That's not working.
All of these young children who are next to each other, 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way, does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this?
Instead of the establishment sending their associates to the border, they are instead aiding and abetting the future destruction and death toll in Minneapolis and other major cities that have long been on a razor's edge.
Well, National Guard troops providing security for residents in the area of Penn Avenue and Broadway in Minneapolis this morning were shot at 4:19 a.m. The Guard says the gunshots came from a white SUV towards a Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police team providing neighborhood security in that area. The two National Guard troops suffered minor injuries. One National Guard member had to go to a hospital for treatment of lacerations from shattered glass.
Of course, the worst of these is Maxine Waters, who got away with promoting violence against those that don't share her views.
No peace, no sleep. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
There are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet. And I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here or anywhere. And so it frightened a lot of people. And of course, the line president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
Now, Mad Maxine has descended upon the volatile streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, in the process violating 18 U.S. Code 2101 that states whoever travels in interstate commerce, including but not limited to the mail, telegraph, telephone, radio, or television with intent to incite a riot or to organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, or to aid or abet any person in inciting or participating in or carrying on a riot, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both.
Yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree murder.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Got to make sure that they know we make business. So here she's demanding the jury convict of the top count, and if they don't, they're basically extorting them that they're going to increase being in the streets, increase the level of confrontation. And this comes in the context in which there have been riots for days, attacks on police for days, attacks on police precincts for days, attacks on local people who can't even get to their own homes and their own neighborhoods for days, looting for days, arson for days. In that context, she says the confrontation tactics need to get more.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but Once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah,
well, the judge in the Chauvin show trial has been praised for criticizing Mad Maxine Waters, but Mad Maxine's not mad. She's a globalist Chi-Com Chinese communist agent that sold out her black community, that signed on to the 1990s crime bill that gave black people three times the sentence. She signed on to Planned Parenthood being built in black neighborhoods to exterminate them. Planned Parenthood now admitted that yesterday. Planned Parenthood CEO cancels founder Margaret Sanger over eugenics racism. This is a monstrous pig creature who uses a few bad things that happen as a pretext to burn the country down if the media says so, to give the media all the power. And so Mad Maxine, it's always calling for this violence. Boy, have you even walked in the Capitol and the cops let you in through the velvet ropes. She wants you in prison for years. You're a terrorist. But when somebody burns something down, well, that Cuomo on CNN agrees. Whoever said protesting had to be peaceful? Hell, I played the clip on Sunday in a special report I did. Maybe we should dig that up. Cuomo saying we need some white kids to die before we do something about the police. And I saw more headlines from CBS News. We need white people to stand up to the epidemic of police violence against black people. There's some police sometimes discriminating against black people. The police do something wrong with black people. Sure, that goes on sometimes. But statistically, they're killing about 14 black men a year in questionable circumstances. It's a red herring. It's a distraction from what's going on. I'm a big critic of the police because I don't want them going under globalist control and having all these police state powers, which the left wants. All the leftist countries are where they'll beat the living snot out of you. If you go out after their curfew or you don't wear a mask or you don't move a Muslim in with you, they don't care whether you're black or white. They'll break your head in. And the media's like, oh, that's a good thing when that happens. All that footage of black people being beat up in New York not wearing masks. And it's like, well, they deserve it. But, oh, boy. If it's a black guy waving a knife around or shooting at cops and he gets killed, well, then we got to have the media come in and make a big deal about it to teach the police the media is in charge and the globalists and George Soros, who's gotten most of the DAs and most of the county attorneys and now over half of the attorney generals one way or another, even some Republicans, are funded by him. I mean, they have taken over, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have. They got a red diaper doper baby, son of the weatherman, as the DA in San Francisco. This is incredibly dangerous. And you see that judge up there going, we don't just listen to a congresswoman. You know, we don't need a mistrial. No, you just have the jurors, people going to their houses the last 2 days, CBS News doxing them. You got people going to the where one of the witnesses lived 2 years ago and putting pig blood and a severed pig head on his property. No, you just got the media saying they're going to burn down everything if you don't send him to prison. This isn't about that cop. It's about lawlessness and terrorism and this mob, this French Revolution, Maoist, Bolshevik Revolution, October Revolution, takeover. That's what this is all about. In fact, show them the pig blood. It's in one of the videos I sent you guys. Being a defense witness for Chauvin isn't safe at all. They go to his house where he hadn't lived in 2 years, throw pig blood all over the house and a pig head, and they're the good guys, folks. Hell, if they shoot him, they'll be heroes. the media will just cover it up because they want a big mob of violent people, black, white, doesn't matter, that the left can control. But again, Nancy Pelosi and her surrogate, Maxine Waters, and Bill Gates, and all of them are playing with fire. Your Bolshevik Revolution may have worked in Russia. It may have worked in China. It's not going to work here, Jack. Unbelievable. So here's the so-called judge saying they're getting a fair trial while criticizing Maxine Waters. If this isn't a mistrial, there'll never be one in the history of the world. Here it is.
I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution, to respect a co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions and that there is not in any way a prejudice to the defendant beyond the articles that we're talking specifically about the facts of this case. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot. Anyway, so motion for mistrial is denied.
So the motion to say this trial is a fraud is denied because it doesn't matter if you've got thousands of people blocking roads, coming in, taking over, burning things down, shooting up police stations, saying they're going to get the jurors, going to their houses. Oh, no, there's not a mistrial here at all. The president calling the family saying, I'm praying for you that you get justice. No, no, no. This isn't a bunch of foreign globalist criminals taking the country over, distracting off the death of one man. As Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. They're using this as a diversion. When we come back, I'll show you the video, what they're doing to folks not wearing masks or leaving their houses, and what the real tyranny is as they starve tens of millions with the lockdown. But here's another clip. Police drag away man attacked by BLM mob, and the worst part is take orders from the protesters. So he's trying to get to his house. They're calling him a white supremacist on the news. He doesn't even look white to me. But imagine if you were in a black neighborhood or any other neighborhood. You just pull up, get to your house. There's a bunch of people saying you're not getting your house and beating on your car. I mean, boy, I sure am not going to do that in a black neighborhood, I'll tell you that. I mean, in a white neighborhood, I'd probably get my ass kicked. In a Hispanic neighborhood, I'd probably get my ass kicked. But let me tell you, in a black neighborhood, I'd get killed real fast. I don't care if I was black or white. You try to pull up your house, 50 people are blocking you, you're going to get your ass kicked or dead. But that's okay, because this is a white neighborhood, they think, so they deserve it. They're bad people. You know, that's where the bad people live. I mean, after all, Maxine Waters said so. These are racist idiots. Here it is. By the way, hit pause. It's white virtue signalers with black people on motorcycles. A motorcycle gang stops your car, bows up. I mean, I'm sorry. I'd grab a baseball bat out and go crazy. I mean, that's what the left wants. They're pushing everybody. If white people were blocking me with motorcycles, they're going to get their ass beat. If it's black people, they're going to get their ass beat, or I'm going to try. I mean, think about this footage. Start it over. We'll come back with the rest of it. Start it over. This is gang thuggery. Yeah, this stuff doesn't fly in Texas. Listen, so it happen. Or Black Lives Matter is going to kill it. That'd be awesome. Look at these weirdo white people, man. Now the cops get it. Hey, buddy, you don't go to your house. You don't go to your family, you're going to jail. You're the bad man. The police have bowed to Soros and all the money in the media. And that's how America falls. And they can control the police. It's over. We go to full civil war. Then the police will really have something to worry about. Oh, you big tough guys. They don't hire tough guys anymore because tough guys wouldn't put up with that. They hire social workers. They hire liberals. They're like, yeah, we hate the police. We want to kill the police. Hey, police, arrest that white devil. Yes, sir. So another big fat-ass communist woman. Black Lives Matter stands for Black Lavish Mansions. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Witnessing it. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're witnessing the big corporate media, foreign-owned in almost every case, backing death camps in China, exploitation all over the world, the worst behavior, saying white people are inherently evil at universities and the culture and the media. And I see some of the comments on InfoWars and Bandai Video. It's a minority of comments, but you're welcome to your comments. You're like, Jones, you're going too easy on black people. You know, they're racist and attacking us. You see that mind control? That doesn't mean if a group of white people, black people, polka-dotted people attack me or mess with me, I'm going to defend myself. And I'm not going to be guilty about it. But I know the master plan to play us off against each other. It's all admitted. We have the documents. This is all a plan to bring the damn country down and wreck the ship. This is the plan to break the country up and loot the hell out of everybody, and then we're going to be living in hell. And they're going to use divide and conquer to control us, just like the British Empire did in other countries. And if you watch this video, I'm not lionizing all black people. I know it's 10-to-1 black-on-white crime. I know the media set it up that way. I know the culture did that. It's sad. It's bad. But in all these BLM events, it's like 20, 30 white people and 3 or 4 black people who they have at the front of the line, who they admit they use at the front of the line. And then the black controllers, trained as Marxists, even say, white allies in the back, because they don't want them seen. They want it to look like it's blacks doing it, to scapegoat the blacks while they start the race war. So I'm smart enough to play chess while other folks are playing checkers. But I see the comment, like, you're defending what I'm defending. I'm watching what's going on. I'm not defending any of it. This is a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Antifa was there to set up the patriots to go to the Capitol. But there were some patriots went along with it. I'm not against the patriots either, but we need to be smart. I'm not against the black people, but you need to be smart. And by the way, you have the mothers of people killed that Black Lives Matter uses to raise $10.6 billion black lesbian Marxist is one acronym I've heard. And again, they say we don't want a nuclear family. We want black men to become women. That's not your friend. That's black lesbian Marxist. But the acronym I've come up with is, what is it? What did I say? Buying lavish mansions. That's right. And when it came out that you didn't have one or two or four or six or eight mansions in airfields and hundreds of millions of dollars, and the mother of Breonna Taylor, who they've launched this whole movement on, said, I've never gotten help. I've never had anybody come to me. Black Lives Matter is a joke. She doesn't have a voice. Facebook bans her. She said, I've never personally dealt with a BLM in Louisville and personally have found them to be a fraud. I could walk in a room full of people who claim to be here for Breonna's family who don't even know who I am. I've watched y'all raise money on behalf of Breonna's family who has never done a damn thing for us, nor have they needed it or asked. So talk about fraud. It's amazing how many people have lost focus. The mother of Breonna Taylor doesn't even have a voice on Facebook because she's a white supremacist, according to them. They're all the little liberal chicken neck technocrats. They control reality, and they decide you don't have a voice because they're raising billions of dollars off her dead daughter's name and a questionable police shooting, one that's actually questionable, that Rand Paul passed a law to deal with, so he gets beat up with the police for doing it. Say her name! Say her name! While the head of Black Lives Matter makes hundreds of millions of dollars herself dressing up in devil outfits. What a sick joke. And now she's threatening to sue black people that criticize her when she literally does rituals dressed up like a demon out of hell. And everyone worships her. This is a sick joke. This is meant to destroy the community, no matter what color you are. But that's who these delusional freakazoids are. And they have the media's control. They're all a bunch of hunchback globalists. And we keep bowing down to them. And look, nothing against fat people. I'm a little bit overweight. But what's up with these Black Lives Matter women all weighing 500, 600 pounds? Crazy Marxists that hate the black family, hate everybody, weighing 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds, dressed up in devil outfits. And we don't know they're the bad guys? These are the bad guys. She's not the resistance. She's the establishment. She's the enemy. God almighty, it's obvious. Go back to a guy trying to get back to his kids. They arrested him, it later came out, for not backing down. I'm just like this guy, man. I see a bunch of people in my face for no reason. I stand up. Well, the police took him to jail because he wasn't going to back down, because they already backed down. They already bowed. They already got on their knees and on their bellies. They didn't kill George Floyd, but they still got on their bellies. And did it make the Black Lives Matter go away? It made it worse because you got on your knees. Here it is. Roll from the start. Roll from the start when they take him to jail. You're not going to your neighborhood, buddy. You're not going to your house. But my house is right there. I just want to go to my house. No. You got these two whites and a big black guy comes up in his face. They call Black Lives Matter. These are all people that got 2-3 degrees in college with no job. They all got the motorcycles. They're a motorcycle man. These guys look screw you. The guy looks more Native American than looks anything. He's like, what are you doing to me? I've done nothing to you. Why are you in my face? But that's okay. You got to bow down to the Marxists. It's their streets, and the police agree. Just like they did in Russia. They first got the police to bow down in Moscow. and they fell. The Knicks took them 15 years in control. And once they did, they killed every damn cop helped them. Those police are even worse than the Marxists.
Who refused to move his car? The police were on the scene, and lo and behold, a miracle of God, they took him away, put him in the back of the squad car, they moved his vehicle out of the street so we can peacefully continue our
march. Right. You own the police now, you sack of filth. Big old fat demon. That's just, it's just unbelievable. While Africa starves to death, you got these big-ass fat communist ladies all getting rich off this stuff. And they want an explosion, and the clock is ticking down on the Chauvin verdict. It can come in 5 minutes. It can come in 5 hours. But I got the headline at InfoWars.com. Verdict announced. Watch live. Verdict reached the Chauvin trial. Any way you slice it, America's being divided and conquered by the globalists because we're too stupid to figure it out. But actually, we are figuring it out. That's why they want censorship. All right. I want to open the phones up. Had two lawyers joining us. What do you think of the Chauvin trial? What do you predict the verdict's going to be? I'm going to take your call straight ahead. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Coming up next segment, the article just broke with video. We've got to believe it, though. Video, military members say, F no, we won't take the vaccine. That's coming up. Absolutely incredible. Biden invokes Maxine Waters. I'm praying Chauvin verdict is the right verdict so they can burn down the cities and, again, distract from their Chi-Com service. I mean, this is the country in deep, 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 deep trouble. So pray for a global awakening. We're gonna open the phones up to get your take on when do you think the verdict's going to be? What do you think the verdict's going to be? And then the response of burning cities. Well, this is just justice. People getting shot, people getting killed, random hordes of Marxists, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, marching into neighborhoods that are middle class and attacking people, shooting people in the head. The media's like, well, remember back when they were trying to get a race war going 5-6 years ago under Obama? And they were shooting up all the police stations in Louisiana and Texas and California, and like 5 cops here, 6 cops there, you know, dead cops everywhere. And CNN's like, Cuomo and others are like, well, I mean, you better reform yourselves. That's what happens when you're mad. You know, if a cop does something 1,000 miles away that might be questionable, well, you just pull up to a group of cops and you just shoot them. And where would they do it? At Black Lives Matter rallies. They would do it at anti-police rallies, Trayvon Martin rallies. And you just shoot a bunch of cops. And the shooters were so dumb, a lot of times they'd shoot black cops too. And the media would be like, well, you know, the black cops are bad too. Totally mindless idiocy. The breakdown of civilization. Truly dangerous. Truly out of control. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We have a new big sale that we've just launched, and this also funds our operation, plus these are amazing products. Alpha Power is the dry version of Supermel Vitality. It's way stronger than Supermel Vitality. It doesn't compete with it. I can take Supermel sometimes. I can't even take Alpha Power. Some people like Supermel better than Alpha Power. Alpha Power is technically stronger, but it's a dry herb, not cold-pressed, because the Supermel is like living. It takes 4 or 5 times the herbs to make it, but technically there's less herb in it. And key compounds than in the Alpha Power. It's a bestseller. It's been sold out for quite a while. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Women love it as well. Prostagard is really a multivitamin, not just the saw palmetto. That's not just good for men. It's good for women as well. It's got the selenium, the zinc, it's the D3, all the stuff you need. It's basically another great multivitamin. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock, 40% off as well. Highest quality D3 with K for your immune system. Everybody needs that, especially black folks. Rocket Rest is super strong. It's the powdered version of Down and Out, which is also a bestseller at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're not competing with Knockout. Knockout is 8 different ingredients, but moderate dosage. This is basically the same, just 4 times stronger. I mean, here's an example. I mean, Rocket Rest has 4 times melatonin of our other product. And I'm not, again, it's just for what you want. It's like some people want beer, some want whiskey. I mean, I'm not comparing it to alcohol, but I kind of am. It's like some people want a 357 Magnum, some people want a 22 long rifle. I mean, it's what you're looking for. Amazing dreams, though, on Rocket Rest. Amazing dreams on Knockout. But the truth is, after you've been taking Knockout for 5, 6, 7 years, it doesn't work as well. You've got to take 2 of them. Well, you don't have to take 2 of them with this. So, again, different strengths. Also, pure turmeric liquid extracts about to sell out. We've been sold out of bodies for months because of high-quality turmeric shortages. We get crappy turmeric for cheap. This is concentrated. It's 40% off, selling out fast. And all T-shirts are $17.76, except for the Deal of the Day T-shirt. That's $9.95. Wake up, America, InfoWars.com. So it's all there, and that's how we fund our operation. I want to thank you all for your support and making it all possible. A lot of these T-shirts are brand new, so there's no reviews on them yet. We got the mask-free shirts, the F. Biden shirts, the media is the virus shirts, a lot of new shirts, and then all of those super populars back in stock. We reordered it. We are all Alex Jones, InfoWars.com with the black-on-white Gadsden flag. Don't censor me with InfoWars.com on the back and, of course, the arm patch, the American flag. Okay, that pays the bills, plus it spreads the word. It's a win-win. Let's go to your calls. Open phones. Anthony, Hazy, Carlos, Berger, Bob, Catherine, Taylor, and others. Let's talk to K. Kathleen in Canada. Thank you. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm just watching them play us like a fiddle. What do you think? How are you doing?
Oh, the same. I think, okay, so number one on the verdict, I think it's going to be a hung jury. I think a lot of people got scared about the Maxine Waters comments. Even the defense lawyer brought it up that his phone was blowing up on the trial. And that's what I think. I think they're going to be a hung jury. And it's going to be they're going to retry him. I think they're going to try to keep this going all year. That's my thought.
Yeah, I think Maxine's totally controlled. She's a demon. I think they told her to go do that to hang the jury. I agree. To cause the blow up. Because they're all, you know, the Justice Department's tapping the phones of the jurors. They're totally corrupt. The Justice Department, turned out, ran the whole Trayvon Martin response. And I think they sent her in to get a hung jury. I agree with you. So they can have a bigger blow up.
Yes. And I think that's what's going to happen. But I just want to bring up a quick thing. I just want to know, did you see that Bill Maher segment where he pretty much told his audience that the liberal media has been lying about COVID the whole time? I just want to know your thoughts on the Bill Maher segment, because I haven't heard you talk about that yet.
Well, I think Bill Maher is very talented, very watchable. I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I mean, I think the guy's smart. Yeah, he said COVID's basically a giant hoax and a fraud. Oh, and I forgot to hit that. Now, major study says the masks do not protect you from viruses and give you bacterial pneumonia and are killing people and causing brain damage en masse. But the left loves it, though.
Yeah, well, Bill Maher is even he's actually starting to agree with the rest of us, explaining that the liberal media is just lying to keep everybody controlled.
Well, I agree. I actually shot a video Saturday that has got about 300,000 views, or maybe 500,000 views. Can we pull up the Bill Maher on Bandout video, folks? And I said, hey, I've always admired Bill Maher. I thought it was funny and politically incorrect. I think he's a great talk show host. I disagree with a lot of the sick things he says, but he's obviously very entertaining. He's obviously very smart. And he said, I shouldn't be censored. He said, Alex Jones should not be censored. He should not be sued for what he says. He has the right to say it. We have a right to counter him. And that he stood up for me, my God, even when I've attacked him and said horrible things about him. And the other is 570,000 views. Must see, watch Bill Maher comes out against COVID-19 hoax. And he just devastates it as basically a fraud.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's pretty much, he's not going to become like a regular Democrat on the left. He's going to have to come out as a libertarian, or they're going to start calling him a fraud.
Oh, actually, they've been demonizing him before this, saying, stop burning down random neighborhoods. Stop shooting random police. That's what bad guys do. Yeah, no, he's look, the word is he's more like Tucker Carlson. He won't be on air if he doesn't toe the line. So he has to make some false statement and make a true statement. But I'm rooting for Bill Maher to go all the way. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break. Let's cram in one more in a minute and a half we have. Let's talk to Carlos in Texas. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, Alex, love the show. Love all the products. I'm a firm believer and a true patriot in the Infowar. Love you, Alex.
Love you too, brother. What do you think is going to go down with this crazy thing?
Well, the Chauvin trial, much like the lady that just was on the phone with Catherine from Canada, it probably is going to be hung because they are intimidating the people. But then again, these damn cops that aren't protecting the populace, let alone they're not going to protect the jurors that are a part of the case. But I'm wondering, you know, a lot of these types of cases happen all over the place, but, you know, this is one of the most controversial ones. How come crap like this does not happen in places like Texas, you know, in Houston or even everywhere else, you know, because there was some damage in downtown Houston whenever they had their little march or their
riot. Hold on, Carlos, don't hang up. It sounds like it's a really smart question. I want to get the whole question in and try to answer it as best I can. They choose liberal cities to do this to exercise their power to burn things down. And as liberal as you think Austin or Houston is, it's not. They want it in a city they totally control to be an example of the rest of the country.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen. Realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. When you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And if you blocked off somebody's neighborhood, I don't care if it was a neighborhood of black, white, polka-dotted people, you're going to get your ass kicked. But now the police in places like Minnesota, when they block off a neighborhood, a bunch of weird-ass white people on their motorcycles with one black dude, they're parading around like he's their get-out-of-jail-free card. Some guy says, I'm going home to my family. He gets in their face. They start roughing him up. He goes to jail. And then the Black Lives Matter white people, with the one token black guy they've got, say, good job, police. Now you do what we say. Exactly. You don't want to get rid of the police. You want them to let you go around and act like a bunch of dirty criminals. That's called Bolshevism, ladies and gentlemen. But we've got resistance forming. You know, I kept telling you they would get select groups of Marines and Army that they'd already pre-questioned and say, oh, we got 49% took the shot. But I went and looked at the real force structure numbers, made some calls, and they said, no, 75% of the Marines are refusing, about 70% of the Army. And sure enough, it's in the news now that the vast majority are refusing. Texas is like 15%, quote, vaccinated. Oh, I thought it was half the country. I thought we all wanted it. We all lined up around the block. Only people susceptible to bull. Now they admit the vaccine doesn't protect you. Now they admit you got to get 10 of them a year. Now they say you got to keep wearing the mask forever. The original articles were 39, 49% of Marines refusing. No, that was in the select groups he already questioned. And when the rubber met the road, they said no. So there's a new video that needs to go viral by a Don Salazar article on Infowars.com. Military members say, F no, we won't take the vaccine. So we bleep this, and here it is.
Tommy, did you get the vaccine? Hey, did you get the vaccine?
Yes.
Did you get the vaccine?
What?
Did you get the vaccine?
No, I'm not doing that.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did y'all get the vaccine?
No.
Did y'all get the vaccine?
No.
No? Hey, did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
Hell no.
Did you get the vaccine?
No.
Did you get the vaccine?
F no, I don't want to die. Burn in hell, Bill Gates. Burn in hell, you little bastard. You're not going to get what you want. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is rising. So they built their attack up for decades, prepared it. They launched it. Looks like we're losing, but we're not. Their huge assault is failing. I want to warn you, though, they got other tricks up their sleeve, so this will not be easy. But it doesn't matter. They're coming to kill everybody, so you might as well say no. You might as well fight. I'm not going to lie to you about the future, though. We got a big battle ahead of us. You can figure it out now, or you can figure it out later. And I know this audience figured it out, and I love you. You're awesome. But I'm talking to everybody that tunes in, going, what's the show all about? What's this guy saying? Well, now you know what I'm saying. Not the edited clips, not the stuff out of context when I act goofy once a week or something. The real damn deal. There are real people in this world. There's real warnings. There's truth in this world, not just lies. And it's right here. I'll tell the truth or I'll die trying. So, Carlos, boiling it down, what are you getting at? Because you're bringing up some good points about liberal cities. Why are they attacking liberal cities? They're doing it because they control them there, and the police will stand down and let the riots get bigger to then scare all the rest of the cities. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It makes perfect sense. But then there's also the component you were just talking about, people not getting vaccinated. So I have people that work together with the community and the city of Houston, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but they're not being pressured, but every week they have conference calls trying to get these community leaders and churches to be COVID centers to inoculate people.
You're talking about churches, you're talking about gymnasiums, everything, yeah.
Yes, churches specifically, of course, you know, if churches have lots of ability to...
Well, yeah, they're going to tell you it's the religion. We don't take communion now. We take a shot from Bill Gates.
Yeah, correct. And the people that I know are completely against it. You know, they don't want to be experimented on. And if they don't want to get it done to them, they don't want to have to do it to other people. But every single week, right now it's optional, and they're asking the people that are part of the...
You've got to say no. You got to say no, hell no, and then start Tuskegee and the history of secret experimentation meetings. Start organizing meetings at your churches about this and explain to your pastors. It doesn't go away until they get on the attack. They need to stop just fighting this by accepting it but saying no. You've got to go on offense because this is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA system that top scientists say is going to destroy our genetics. Thank you, Carlos. Yeah, here's the problem. A lot of people go into media because they just want to be famous and make money. And a lot of people are too ugly to be in TV, so they're in radio. And that's a famous saying. And a lot of folks can't get into Hollywood, so they get into whatever. And most people that are preachers, I mean, real preachers are out missionaries in Africa and Latin America and Asia, or they're out helping homeless. I know a lot of real Christians. when they're out at soup kitchens and they're doing things like that, or like Ron Paul's a Christian, he would give away until he retired a third of his medical practice. It was free. My dad's third of his practice was free until he retired because he was a real Christian. You were supposed to do that. Being a Christian means you're a servant. It also means you serve God before man. But I go to most of these big mega churches. I've been invited to them. I've been to them. And, man, it's a bunch of feel good. Everything's fine crap. Now scan your QR code to get in and make sure you don't have COVID. They're going to tell you to take the mark of the beast, folks. They're not churches. They are feel good clubs. And I'm not going to judge them because I got a stick in my eye, too. But I'll tell you this. I don't feel the Spirit of God in those places. And that's a sad thing. I feel a bunch of people that are hedging their bets on eternity. They're not sure God's real, so they go to a church. Well, God's real. I gave God, it's kind of like playing craps, where a lot of people will bet where they put on a bunch of numbers. I'm not sure what number's going to win, but I'm just going to put a bunch. Hillary told Larry Nichols, she said, I don't know if God and Satan's real, but I go do devil worship and I go to church. That's how soulless she was. She literally would go do all this occultic stuff, but also go to church and pray to Jesus. That's how cut off she was, thinking it was like she was hedging her bets. There ain't no hedging your bets with this, ladies and gentlemen. You're all in. If you knew the Holy Spirit, you'd know that. Or if you read the Bible, you'd know that. You were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. God respects the Satanists. At least they joined Lucifer. You people playing games and pretending that you can hedge your bets. There's no hedging your bets on eternity. So you better put your money on the square. You better put it on the number. And you better bet it all. That's all it comes down to. There's no hedging bets. There's no hedging bets. All right, who's up next here? Who's been home the longest? Let's go to Hazy in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, so about this trial, it just seems like the perfect storm is upon us. And by the perfect storm, I mean their perfect storm. So I think we all know that everybody in this world is bought and paid for, whether it be your boss paying your, giving you your check so you could pay rent.
Sure, Bob Dylan says that you got to serve somebody.
Yeah, so you're always going to serve somebody, whether it be good or bad. Working for your boss is good, but then bosses change. It goes from good to evil. So when you're working for an evil boss, you're going to follow what they say. Now, we all know that jurors, they're picked, right? They don't just land. So picked is the same thing as placed, which means they could have placed the correct jury in there, or jurors, yeah. So the maximum output would happen, which is burning down cities, and I mean nearly every city. And that takes it to the level of unoperable cities. That means, stores aren't going to be open. They're going to be all burned down. I mean, how long would it take?
Oh, that's the plan. They want the social contract broke, Cloward and Pebbin, the fall of America.
Yeah, so how long would it take for us to rebuild? Or would
I agree.
We rebuild?
They wouldn't place a jury to find him guilty. They'd place him to find him non-guilty to make sure it happens.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to, is that it seems like all this false stuff that's in the news, the way that they're like building it up, and then you get Mad Maxine, that's like building it up like a crescendo. It's like we're just peaking.
Hold on, don't hang up. Stay there, Hazy. Right on point. Don't hang up, Hazy, and I'll get to Berger and everybody else that's holding here. It's Anthony and others. We'll be right back. And then we've got Robert Barnes popping in. We've got constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis, they're both top lawyers in the country, joining us to give their take on this. By the way, they're both liberals, but now they're obviously more nationalists because they see the takeover. And they say this trial's a total fiasco.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're now into hour number three. Constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis joins us. Just about 6 minutes. We'll go back to your calls. Hazy, you're making some great points about this is a big move. This has been geared up for a long time, the way they're playing this, the way Maxine Waters is pushing it. They want war. They want burning cities to distract away from what Joe Biden's been doing. How do we stop this? How do we peacefully somehow fix this?
Well, that's the point, is I don't think there's any way that we can peacefully fix this, because you can't be peaceful. I'm not saying to start anything, but I'm saying...
No, but I mean, somebody comes trying to hurt me, I don't care what color they are, they're going to die.
The point being is that there is no peaceful way to do it. That's why it's the perfect storm. They know it. They've set it up that way to where we can't defend ourselves in any direction. And my whole point here is if he is found guilty, then that means that, you know, in my mind, that the jury wasn't paid off. And then we have to worry about the next storm. So we're going to figure out a lot. This is like a breaking point, in my opinion, of what's really going on, like how much theater is actually happening right now and how many people are actually paid off.
I agree with you. Well, what do you think? Do you think the officer deserves the charge? I think the charge is way over what it could be. Maybe manslaughter. I think it's too intense.
There's no way that he did this intentionally. I mean, in my opinion, you know, I've had good experiences with cops, even though they've written me tickets.
Why would you kill somebody in front of 30 people knowing you're going to prison? Even if he was a psycho, he wouldn't do it. Exactly.
Yeah, so it boils down to we're right on the breaking point. We're going to learn a lot about this, but that doesn't make me feel any better. Like, as in safer. You know, I live out in the mountains, so I'm not worried about things burning down here. But the point
you're in the right place, brother. I gotta go.
Are we gonna build back if cities burn, or are they gonna leave?
Well, no, that's
that
the
way?
Plan is bankrupt the country. That's the UN plan. You hit it, brother. All right, Anthony in Florida, then Bob, and then we got our special guest. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Good, sir. I'm watching the globalists take over. What's your view on this?
Man, I'm just tired of these chumps, man. I mean, I see the whole thing they're rolling out with Maxine, and it's just like, you know, it's like in their deck of cards, you know? It's just like they tried the vaccine thing. That backfired on them. I mean, most of the social media is awake. It's insane, man. I've been listening 11 years. I see people now, man. I just see the liberty in them rising up. And you know, everybody's just seeing the fraud.
That's what I see is people waking up. As negative as things are politically at the top, I see the whole bottom waking up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man, I've never seen this. And I've been, before it was popular to you know, love freedom and everything, you know, I see people just, a lot of people are seeing this vaccine. They know this thing's BS, man, and the globalists are chumps.
Well, that's because you're in Florida. I spent a lot of time this year in Florida. And, man, it's the most awake place I've seen, brother. What's going on in Florida?
Man, I just hope for the best, man, because I'm not taking the vaccine passports and all that. Luckily, DeSantis doesn't want to do that, you know. But, luckily, man, I'm in Florida where people are waking up and we're seeing like real liberty come here. And I definitely want it to stay like that, man. I don't want this thing to turn into New York or any of these, you know, Democrat controlled cities where they just go and the worst has just begun, you know.
I mean, all their cities are hellholes. I mean, New York used to be nice. L.A. used to be nice. San Francisco used to be nice. Seattle used to be nice. Now they're run into the ground. God bless you. All right. I'm going to get to Berger and everybody else that's holding, but I've got and Rob and others in that order, and Justin. But Norm Pattis is a top criminal lawyer, constitutional lawyer, a free speech lawyer. He's my lawyer in a lot of cases, but he's coming on separately. About this case and the time bomb we're watching, and what happens when a judge says, well, what Maxine Waters did was despicable and terrible and abhorrent, but it didn't affect this trial. I'm not a lawyer, but man, they're threatening jurors at their houses. They're threatening witnesses. They're pouring pig blood and pig's heads at their houses, and they're saying, we're going to go crazy if you don't do this. That puts pressure on people, and the judge goes, well, I'm sure the jurors aren't watching TV because I told them. Man. If this isn't a mistrial, then I don't know what is. And then is there double jeopardy? What happens? We'll talk about it all with Norm Pattis in 60 seconds. Infowars.com, newswars.com, band.video. When you share those URLs, Bill Gates gets really, really upset.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Shoot the deputy. They always change the subject. That's how they do it. Norm Pattis joins us for two segments. I really appreciate him coming on his busy schedule out of Connecticut, one of the top criminal lawyers in the country. A lot of you will recognize him when you see him or the name. Some of the biggest cases of the last few decades. But just looking at the judge saying, oh, Maxine did something horrible, but this is not a mistrial. Armed gangs blocking neighborhoods, shooting up police stations, burning areas of cities across the country. Ahead of this, what in the hell is going on here? And if you were God, what would you do? I mean, what should the judge do? What should we do? Because this does not look like freedom. This looks like mob rule. Even if this cop was guilty, which I don't think he's guilty to the level they say, I say he's got to go free, because better 1,000 guilty men go free than, you know, one innocent man go to prison. This is giving in to bullying and terrorism and saying, you put him in prison or we're going to burn your city down. Well, I say, this ain't about that cop now. It's about you running my life, and I'm not doing it. I mean, how do you put that into law, or is my instincts wrong?
No, your instincts are dead on, Alex. These are terrifying times. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. It reminds me of the passion stoked by the Boston Massacre trial in 1770 when John Adams defended British soldiers who shot into a crowd at Boston. Sort of reminds me of the Salem witchcrafts, where spectral evidence was relied upon to obtain dubious convictions about things that couldn't have taken place. But here's the bottom line. I mean, I think we have a legitimation crisis in the country, and right now we still share certain core fundamental values, the presumption of innocence, the right to a fair trial, orderly process. Those are at stake in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Now, the trial judge yesterday took aim at Maxine Waters. And, you know, I was on one of your shows this morning on the American Journal, urging your viewers to call their congressman to demand that Maxine be removed from Congress. Only Congress can do that. You can't impeach a congressman. What she did yesterday was a direct assault on American values, as though a Russian or Chinese tank went cruising down the streets in Manhattan and stopped in front of a courtroom and said, stop, we don't want to do it the way you've been doing it for the last several centuries. It's dead wrong. Now, I don't fault the judge entirely. I fault Mr. Chauvin's lawyer in part for not pressing the issue hard enough yesterday. Maxine Waters' comments were outrageous. There's a fiction in the law that a properly instructed jury follows the law. The judge told him not to watch TV. Absent evidence to the contrary, he's going to assume that they followed that instruction. But let's use common sense. You're a juror in Minneapolis. You've just heard the case, and you hear of another shooting that sounds similar. There's unrest in the streets, and a congressman comes to town, and while there's smoke wafting in the air and storefronts being boarded up and portions of the courthouse
and issues a demand saying you better rule this way.
It's awful. It is unprecedented in American society for a sitting elected official to travel, not even to her own district.
Firebrand, second only to the Speaker of the House.
But I think that what Chauvin's lawyer should have done, and he didn't do it, and I don't know why, is ask the judge to voir dire, to question jurors. They should have brought each juror individually into the judge's chambers and said, have you been following news in town? Are you concerned for your safety? Do you still think that you can be fair and impartial? The absence of that piece of information could be fatal to a claim for a mistrial, because the standard is not a perfect trial, but a fair and impartial jury. The judge has given adequate instructions to the jurors to keep them from following the news if the jurors are following it. I think that, Chauvin's lawyer should have said to the judge, I want to voir dire these jurors. This is extraordinary. This is the most amazing trial that we've had maybe in this country since the Sam Shepard case in 1954. That was the fugitive case. And in that case, 12 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the conviction on the grounds that the trial was conducted in a, quote, carnival-like, end quote, atmosphere. What made it carnival-like were two things. Mr. Shepard was a neurosurgeon. He was alleged to have killed his wife. It blew up the media worldwide and in Cleveland. Inside the courtroom, the press basically took over, and the Supreme Court was very critical of the trial judge for permitting that. Judges don't do that anymore. But what remained and what is constant with the Chauvin trial is the circus-like atmosphere outside the courthouse. And you've got Maxine Waters coming in and commanding one of the circles. I mean, since I appeared on your show this morning, American Journal, Joe Biden has apparently now gotten into the action. He has called the Floyd family to express his hope that this case turns out the right way. What does that mean? We have a jury that has been selected from a fair cross-section of the community, questioned, they've heard the evidence, and we are awaiting their decision. The right outcome is the outcome that they reach. They are the fact finders here. This case should be mistried and ultimately probably will, but it's going to take what's called the habeas corpus proceeding and an adequate record to be made about what was actually going on in Minnesota during this trial. Did the trial take place in a place where jurors felt free to vote what they saw, what they believed, or did they feel intimidated, perhaps by the smell of smoke in the air, hearing the chants of no justice, no peace, driving to the courthouse through boarded streets, or hearing Maxine Waters come in and say, if you don't say guilty, 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 there's going to be hell to pay? This is the United States. I don't think so. This is.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, the left wants control. Soros is putting in most of the DAs, a lot of the attorney generals. They want to be able to have the media attack a department when they want, not attack it when they want. This is all about political power. What is the scapegoating of local police departments about? Because they act like, okay, there's a rebellion against government. Let's say the police are the highest level of government. If you're mad at the police, change the mayor, change the governor. The idea of just scapegoating cops, I'm not even a police file. I'm not like a worshiper of police. I just know that it's not the proper place to like say all the power's there and attack them. It looks to me like the ruling class is diverting down to the police.
You know, I don't know about that. I know that the police is the face of the state. The state has a monopoly on the legitimate use of force, and officers.
That's what I'm saying. Is the state is scapegoating its tires? The police are the rubber meets the road. It's like the cars up here. It's blaming its tires. The driver's what's running over people.
You know, I don't know what the end game is, because when the streets become pure chaos, I mean, I'm sure not going to call Black Lives Matter if somebody's breaking my door down the night. I'm dialing 911 and hoping somebody like Derek Chauvin responds to the call. You know, I've watched all 48 minutes of that trial video several times, and there's very little question in my mind that Chauvin should be acquitted completely of these charges.
Well, let's talk about that now in the next segment. But, yeah, it's like he's babysitting a giant drug addict out of control. You feel sorry for him. You watch the whole tape.
Up until the very end, and the dispute about whether there was a knee to the neck or not, it's a training video on how to deal with an impaired, psychotic, and probably intoxicated person. And that's what it is. Now, in the end, there are questions of fact about whether the knee was on the neck or the shoulder. There is no medical evidence on mechanism of death as to suffocation. And there was evidence that he had enough fentanyl in him to kill him. Had he been found dead without anything else, they would have concluded that as a potential cause of death. Or he had heart disease as well. Now, the prosecution claimed he lived some 17,000 days and he died on this particular day because of what the police did. He certainly was susceptible to the effects of stress. And the police arresting him was a stressor. But here's the honest fact. There's one person who is indisputably responsible for setting into motion the facts that led to George Floyd's death, and that's George Floyd. And people want to say, oh, he's not on
trial. Well, yeah, that's like when rioters get shot. I'm like, you're in a riot waving a gun around. Like, you know, that's when you get your ass killed at. I mean, you went there, you're looking for a fight, you're going to get it. It's like, all right, we're going to come back and talk about all that. Nobody's glad that George Floyd's dead. It's a tragedy. Trump tried to stop the fentanyl getting in the country, but, you know, he failed. We'll be right back with Norm Pattis, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, where we routinely carry a lot of his great writings there.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfowarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfowarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfowarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done, and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
said, coming for me. I said, if I am guilty, I will pay. But I didn't shoot the deputy. It's in self-defense. All right, Norm Pattis, you are kicking ass here with us as usual. Looking at this, I mean, look, if that cop did something bad, fry his ass. But clearly he didn't want to go to jail. Clearly he made a mistake, whatever happened. The guy was bombed out of his brain on fentanyl. Why does the left, why does the media want burning cities? Why do they want collapse of the country? Why don't they talk about China and death camps it runs? Why don't they talk about the sex slavery on the border? No. It's all about black on white. It's obviously a political distraction. And I think Pelosi's minion, her attack dog, Mad Maxine, really stepped in it because they want to put everybody that even was at the Capitol in jail, but then she's calling for violence. How are they going to square that? It seems like what Maxine did kind of messed up what they were planning. Your take on that?
I mean, I wish you could show some other picture than that. I'm really trying to be composed here, and you show Maxine, and they're scared. She scares the life out of me. Alex, I think the country's, you know, whether the left or there are a group of people who are dividing us for purpose of control and for conquer, that's an open question. That's beyond my pay grade. I'm a trench lawyer. I go to court every day, and I fight in courtrooms. But here is what I see. You know, I see a country that is rapidly polarizing on the basis of identity. And candidly, Alex, we're spending capital that took centuries to acquire. This country was founded on
Judeo-Christian. Exactly. Our whole due process is being dumped down a black hole.
That's exactly right. And now we've gone down to identity. We cherish difference for the sake of difference. We're in a situation where parents could be accused of risk of injury to a minor by not heeding their minor children's desire for sex change operations. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And I don't really know who benefits from this. It's hard to imagine that anyone does. Thank but you. As to this. Well, yeah, you know, that would be one candidate. But as to the politics of it, as to what goes on in a courtroom, you know, there is a powerful movement afoot for reparations in this country and the claim that somehow we the living owe a debt based on.
And by the way, under law, imagine that if my dad did something wrong or my grandfather, the idea that if they did a murder, I go to jail. That's authoritarianism. Explain that. Because under the old Soviet Union or the Nazis, if your family did something wrong, you got in trouble. That's the opposite of America, isn't it?
In order to get a case into court, the United States Supreme Court has held there must be a case or controversy. You don't go to court unless there's a case or controversy, and those controversies are between individuals. Right now, we're treating individuals as mere symbols for other things. Thus, in the Chauvin case, people talk about this case as inspiring a need for a racial reckoning. This case had zero to do with race. Zero. Since 2015, roughly 1,000 people per year are shot to death by police officers. Floyd wasn't even shot. He died there. But I disagree with you, Alex. I do not believe it is indisputable that Chauvin caused his death. I think that it's entirely possible on this evidence to conclude that while he was arrested and Chauvin had the lawful authority to take him into custody, Chauvin did not cause
death. Let's be clear. I'm not saying that he probably didn't die three times of the fentanyl in his body. I'm saying devil's advocate, he didn't do it consciously.
No, well, there's no question. He's not even charged with intentional manslaughter. He's charged basically with what's called felony murder. It's not put that way in Minnesota. But he's charged with Floyd's dying during the commission of another felony, that felony being assault.
So that Maxine doesn't even understand that. She's like, oh, manslaughter's not enough. She goes, I want Capital One, basically. Well, she's not even charged with that, so she won't get what she wants.
Of course not. She's a tool. I mean, you know, she has served for the people of California in Congress for 30 years, three decades, and prior to that, she had 15 years in the California General Assembly. If ever there were a reason for...
By the way, put her face up. She's under lights, like 10 lights are on her at a press conference, and she's got almost pure pupils. From my research, you've got to at least, we're talking 10 lines of methamphetamine, cocaine, or LSD to do that. I mean, those eyes are, she is jacked. What the hell is she on, man?
She's on self-righteous fumes.
No, seriously, look, I'll bet anybody $1 million. You can't shine bright lights in somebody's eyeballs and have them be 95% pupil. I mean, look at that. God almighty.
I don't understand enough of the physiology of pupil dilation.
Well, let me give you a news flash. Any police training, let me tell you. If they were like half that size, the police would arrest you. Go ahead. I mean, that's like overdose levels, just so you know.
The Washington
Unless report, he had a subdermal hematoma. If somebody had like punctured her brain with a hatchet, her eyes would look like that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the Washington Post reported that she couldn't sleep, so she traveled to Minneapolis, the suburban Minneapolis, to make her speech.
Exactly. Probably 10 lines of methamphetamine.
I don't know what self-righteous fumes she was on that day, but the notion that a sitting congressperson could be in a community with an active trial of this sort going on, making threats that are calculated to get to the jury and incite the community, renders her unfit to serve as a congressman. Does she have a right to that speech? Absolutely. I've always defended the right for free speech and vigorous speech and even impolitique and uncomfortable speech that makes us uncomfortable. I'd defend her right to say those things,
I agree, but she's trying to influence the jury. That's different, correct?
Well, so the law on jury tampering, it's difficult. The Fully Informed Jury Association, for example, sends people outside of courthouses to pass pamphlets out to folks saying you have a right to
nullify. Sure, they have a right to judge the law and the facts. What I'm asking you is, you said what she does is abhorrent. How is it abhorrent then?
Because she's a member of Congress and she's supposed to promote respect for our fundamental institutions.
Exactly. She's another branch of government coming in and telling the other branch, I'm in control of you.
She was a direct assault on the integrity of the jury system, and she should not be forgiven for it. I think each one of your viewers should call their congressman and demand that those congressmen take action as to why.
By the way, I agree with you particularly because she wants everybody at the Capitol arrested, even if they weren't violent, so she asked for it.
What she did, there are very few things I saw in the tapes of what took place on January 6th that were as disturbing as what Maxine Waters did. Maxine Waters basically declared war on the jury system. And she basically said, if you don't give us what we want, we're going to take it. We need to send a message to them. She is driving a dagger into the heart and soul of the United States. And she is supposed to be a leader, not a rabble rouser. It's as though Al Sharpton had become president and decided to Juana Brawley or whatever her name was, is going to be our Minister of Interior. It doesn't work this way, people. We have juries resolve issues to build communities, not break them in two. Who benefits from this, Alex? I listen to you as your viewers do to hear your thoughts on the matter. For me, nobody benefits in it. We are becoming a failed state. And if things get pressed to the point of breaking, well, there could be actual violence in this country. And if we polarize on distinct groups, there could be something like civil war. To me, that is terrifying. The American experiment has succeeded for several centuries because we're a pragmatic people who've learned to come together, to reason together. And the quintessential fora for doing that is in a jury. And if you attack the jury system,
you're attacking the people. You're attacking we the people making decisions. All right, Norm Pattis, amazing job. Tell folks about your blog. Is it pattisblog.com?
And I've started a new podcast, Law and Legitimacy. Come check me out. I think there's something wrong in the world, and I'm trying to diagnose.
Join us again tomorrow or tonight as this unfolds.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game. And they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I interview people who are consistently right and who have a pro-human moral compass. We have a lot of smart guests on. Robert Barnes isn't just one of the top lawyers in the country. He's also a really smart historian, because you can't fake that stuff. When I talk to him over long dinners and cigars, he knows what he's talking about. A lot of times teaches me something, which is a good thing, because I want to learn more. Most people think history is some weird thing. So we can talk about, even though it's an example of past human behavior, which is the greatest prediction of future behavior, we can talk about pig blood and pig heads on witnesses' doors and attacks on jurors' houses and Maxine Waters and AOC, and that's all important. But it's all window dressing at the end of the day, and I'm sure he'll still address it. But Robert Barnes cutting right to the chase. What is this about? What is this attack on local government about? What is this manipulation of the facts about? Why are they doing this? What do they want? And what is your prediction, with the jury out now entering the second day, about what's going to unfold? Thanks for joining us.
It's about the taking mob justice into the courtroom and converting our juries into mobs. And that's the goal. I mean, that's why yesterday you had the judge not only condemn Congresswoman Waters, state that what she did by itself might be grounds to vacate the verdict, but on top of all of that, beg all elected officials to quit commenting on the case until the jury came back. And what happened within 24 hours? The mayor of Minneapolis commented on the case. The mayor of St. Paul commented on the case. The governor of the state of Minnesota commented on the case. And today, the president of the United States commented on the case. So not only did they ignore him, they slapped him in the face, because they want mob justice to become a de facto reality in America, but they want to do it through the jury trial system, like we're 1950s Birmingham rather than 1776 America.
I totally agree. And this goes back to Bolshevik hysteria, Maoist hysteria, with Soros taking over most of the district attorneys and county attorneys and attorney generals. This is what they admit, it's their plan. And now it's not just to intimidate the police, it's to intimidate the juries, not just to tackle the judiciary, but the very fabric of English common law. Explain that to people.
I mean, the fundamental revolution of juries deciding justice, of juries deciding truth, of juries deciding civil
rights. Magna Carta. This is the basis of everything.
Absolutely. And it was revolutionary. I mean, it was the knights recognizing that they could not get fair justice unless other knights sat in judgment of them, and they could not trust the patrician class or the royal class to govern them and to make justice.
And people
decisions.
Say, well, that wasn't perfect. They were the knights. It was the nobility, the lords, saying the king's not God. As soon as they said that, it devolved down to the commoners. This is the basics of everything we know as freedom.
Exactly. The whole point of American liberty, the whole ideal, is protected by independent juries making independent decisions based on facts and law and conscience and not being influenced by the mob. The
it's
whole
like
point
you said on the show
jury,
yesterday, it's about AI and computers taking over because, quote, humans are imperfect. The military, cars, helicopters, planes, and now juries. This is what's happening.
Oh, correct. I mean, ultimately what's going to happen is that you have the entire jury. Not only do you have the whole point of a jury trial is to not have mob justice. It's the counter to mob justice. It's the opposite point to mob justice. It's the remedy to mob justice. So by trying to create mob justice inside the courtroom and convert the jury into a mob, they are completely defeating the entire point of jury trial justice. And maybe their goal, much like with policing, will be to ultimately replace juries.
Exactly. Why the bold assault? Why are they so arrogant? How do we counter this? Because this should really threaten all Americans. This is just as bad as going after free speech or our guns.
But one of the greatest protection against total control by the state is the jury system, because it's ordinary, everyday people coming together.
It says the power of the judiciary lies with the people.
Absolutely. The power of the state is in the power of the jury, and it's a check on politicians. It's a check on abusive state
And the
actors.
Media wants the power to misquote, misphrase, misscript, misrepresent, and then the media wants the power. Like, what we say, jury's got to do.
Exactly. You see the frustration yesterday where the legal analysts for CNN, the legal analysts for NBC were saying things like, I can't believe this guy's talking about reasonable doubt. I can't believe this guy's talking about presumption of innocence. They're so outraged and offended that ordinary people are able to rebut, potentially, the media narrative.
They are outraged by our own sacred rights paid for by 800 years of war and death.
Correct, because they want to, it's all about control in the end of the day. Who has control? Because the media wants control, the politicians want control, the state wants control.
And America's not perfect, but everyone wanted to come to England and America because we invented the commoner having rights, your home being your castle. This is literally the greatest assault ever. The end run around our guns, our speech, our everything. If they can get rid of juries, they win.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, jury trials is the reason why we don't have mob justice. Jury trials is the reason why we don't have the state ability to put people in prison interminably without a jury determination of what was true and what was right and what was wrong. And the jury is the great guardian of American liberty. Remove the jury and you remove the last standing guardian to the American liberty. And that's what they're trying to do. That's why the onslaught and assault on the jury system itself in the Chauvin trial. That's why you have the president of the United States trying to infiltrate and inflame the court of public opinion to bias and prejudice the jury and the jury outcome. So it's a great threat to the fundamental liberties of all Americans if jury trial protections are removed.
What about the blood thrown on the witness's house, harassing CBS, doxing the jury? It should be a mistrial right there, right? That's a no-brainer.
It's just compounding the issue. You see why a bunch of experts would not even testify on Chauvin's behalf and behest.
No, it's like, I can't state. Even, you don't have, you're my lawyer, you're not a coward. Other lawyers are all scared to represent me because they'll get harassed.
Oh, completely. I mean, that's what they're doing. It's a new level of lawfare. If you're an expert, if you're a lawyer, you better not represent people they don't want represented. If you're an expert, you better not testify. If you're a witness, you better not testify. It's mob intimidation, old school mob style.
This is the way Latin America fell in the last 50 years, right? Same crap happened.
Well, the reason why we put in the jury trial system is because it's a critical procedural protection to core substantive rights. The best way to make sure certain rights are defended, to make sure ordinary everyday people are the ones who safeguard those rights. They are the ones who cherish liberty. When I was defending Wesley Snipes in the Snipes case, I used the reference the Liberty Bell could be cracked in Philadelphia, but it could still be heard in Ocala, which led to all the felony acquittals in that case, because it was the jurors who believed in that liberty and would protect it and safeguard it. An attack on the jury is an attack on America.
What is your gut level prediction about this? Can the jury withstand this level of threat? Because obviously the officer didn't do this premeditatedly. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I mean, he didn't do this on purpose. Well, what do you think happens?
It will be a great testament to the capability of the American people if the jurors return not guilty verdicts at any level, but especially if they return it on all charges, but definitely on the top charges, because he was willing to plead to the middle charge. So if he's acquitted of the top charge, then the outcome is no different than the outcome he was willing to plead to. So the big question is, do they come back not guilty on felony murder? And if they do, it is a great testament to the power and conscience, because this will be a liberal jury. This will be a Democratic-leaning jury. These will be Biden-voting jurors. This is a very racially diverse jury. If even that jury pool comes in and says, you know what, the evidence shows that this person wasn't guilty and I don't care what threats there are, I'm going to do justice and say truth regardless, it will be a great testament to the power of the conscience of the American people to resist this kind of political mob pressure from the political class that wishes to destroy the jury system in America.
30 seconds to break, but what about reverse psychology? Couldn't Maxine threatening the jury backfire and make them go, screw you? Or do you think they'll be cowards and capitulate?
Well, the way I think of it is, think if you're an ordinary person and you have family and you have property in Minnesota, and here you're seeing powerful, well-recognized public officials say, you better convict or else. And you just had a bunch of prosecutors tell you, basically, you better convict or else. So I think they will have to be extraordinarily heroic to stand up to the mob pressure and return an acquittal, a not guilty
verdict.
Well,
let's get your prediction. Will they acquit? Robert Barnes will give us his prediction. We come back in a few minutes. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Man.video. Tomorrow's news today. I hope you don't share those URLs.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor, they fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price. And 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
Oh.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalist fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment of this hour, and Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over from the UK. Then the War Room with the great Tom Papert is going to be hosting that today. Owen deserves a day off. He's worked about 10 days in a row. But going back to Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, historian, researcher, he's been on my show a lot. Other people have been on the show. People don't usually use terms like this. This is unprecedented. It's like whatever a convention is, whatever chivalry is, whatever polite society is, the left just tramples it like, oh, that must be where the power is. No, that's where war and death and failure is. We had chivalry and due process to not do that again. And they are just plunging us into collapse, into conflict, and flailing around. But I don't want to just blame them. What is it about what we as a society, whether you're a man or a woman or whether you got a bunch of melanin in your skin or not, what is it, instead of always, I'm going to be like them, blaming somebody else. What have we done? What have I done, Robert Barnes, to let them act like this? Because they are a bunch of clowns that are burning down our society, but I don't want to just blame them. What did we do to let these lunatics get to this point? And how do we counter people like this?
Well, it sort of starts with culture itself, that politics is downstream from culture, and the sort of the entire safe space movement that arose out of sort of the moral panic about kindergartens and elementary schools and daycare centers in the 90s, going to, you know, all of those range of cases where a lot of stories were told by the prosecutors that ended up being false, created sort of a playdate culture where we weren't allowed to let our kids go out in the street and just play with random strangers.
So you're saying the nanny state has created a lot of neuroses, and now they can leverage that in anything they want.
Correct. And in fact, they're shocked by the idea that you're supposed to, I mean, that led to safe space culture, which led to you're not supposed to have independent opinions, which said you're not allowed to platform disagreeable opinions, whether it's in the classroom or in the media. And what that's produced is a group of people who are shocked even by the idea of things that have been fundamental to the American liberty and legal experiment for three centuries, and to the idea of the Western Enlightenment legal experience for eight centuries. Things like reasonable doubt, things like presumption of innocence, things like the adversarial process to ascertain truth and justice. all of the very goals, not only of American society and American constitutionalism, but of the Enlightenment principles that underline it are all being challenged.
That's right. This is a direct assault on all known true liberal values by fascists calling themselves liberal. You want to explain that?
Oh, exactly. I mean, when people sort of go back, it's sort of like what the fascists did and what the communists did, both. They were both statists at heart who believed in a higher cause that replaced both God and constitutional liberty and individual
That's right. Conscience. Hitler and Stalin said, I'll do whatever I want because I'm in power and my ultimate goal. And they just ignore everything.
Absolutely. They ignored not only the church and the limits and restraints of it, they ignored the constitutional liberty and democratizing power. What they both had in common was the refusal to allow elections to be a check on their process, or refusal to allow independent juries to be a check
on
their process.
And that's the key, is they play this game like, I'll have no check on me. No, if we agree on a ceiling of stuff, we don't burn everything out and kill each other. Like they take it as weakness, Bob, that we want a ceiling. No, we could be worse than you. We want an agreed upon rules of the game, you idiots.
Absolutely. And to give it, like, here's an example where people can push back. You look at the Kyle Rittenhouse case, where what happens is people donate to Kyle Rittenhouse. Somebody hacks one of the Christian groups that did
fundraising for him. And the media goes and threatens somebody that gave him $10 at their house.
Exactly. And they're trying to go after any state employee who gave money, any sheriff who gave money, any paramedic who gave money. And their goal is to do what the same thing they want to do to the Chauvin trial jury, is they want to dox them and defame them.
And why don't they get that that keeps backfiring? It's not intimidating people.
Correct. In fact, that's the key, is when they see it doesn't lead to lower donations, but it's like Scott Adams yesterday said he was going to make a donation and promote donations to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense as an answer to this doxing, so that to deter it and discourage it in the future. And that's what people have to do. Every time somebody tries to censor somebody, then you share the links to that person. Every time there's an attempt to deny people access, to deplatform people like they've done to InfoWars, the best response is to double down on support of things like InfoWarsStore.com, where people help make InfoWars capable to keep going.
It's a revolutionary act. So, Barnes, let me ask you this. Gut level, how do you see this trial going? What do you see unfolding? I mean, predictions, I know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you've been a big better, too, in politics, been one of the most successful. Gut level, unless things change, where do you see this going?
Well, there's one betting market out there that people are betting on the outcome of the trial. And after they saw closing arguments, the acquittal rate went to the highest rate it has the entire trial. So that gives you an idea of people's reactions. I broke down the jury, and my view is it's six people likely lean guilty and six people likely lean not guilty. That tends to be a tough split jury that sometimes comes out with a split verdict or a not guilty verdict. But either way, it usually doesn't come back with a quick verdict. And so far, we're seeing no verdict back yesterday, even though they were in for 4 hours or more. No verdict back today, even though they've been in for about 4 hours or more. So the sign is that this is going to be a protracted jury process. There's probably deeply held opinions. But I think there's people who really believe in the jury. There's a bunch of people who in the jury selection process said they believed in the American jury trial process. And I think they understand that's what's at issue in this case as much as anything else related to the case itself. And I think they're going to fight for it. And I think that there's a decent chance that we get an acquittal. My view is there's about a 50% chance of an acquittal in this case. And that's going to shock the media. That's going to shock a lot of people who didn't watch the trial. But it would affirm the confidence that people rightly have.
Because I think the last straw is threatening the jury. People go, wait, we're the bad guys. We're being honest here. I'm a good person. I want to do justice. You're saying I'm bad. I better do what you want. That would make me, you know, if I was on the knife's edge of which way to go, that would make me acquit.
Well, the other thing that happened is the prosecutors overreached. They did sort of, you know, they said that they claimed that George Floyd heart, you know, died because his heart was too big. George Floyd died because Derek Chauvin's heart was too small. And, you know, it was somebody trying to be Johnny Cochran, but a little bit too cute by half. And so they were so overt in appealing to the basest instincts of the jurors that I think it caused a lot of jurors. There's bankers, IT people, engineer people on that jury pool that are like, I don't like that kind of appeal. I believe in the jury process. I believe.
So
in
bottom line, do you think threats on the jury backfire and they acquit, or do they bow down?
I think that's an open question. I think it worked with some jurors, didn't work, and backfired with other jurors. And the question is who wins out in the end. And that's we won't know until they come back. We'll have a clue if they announce a four-person. If the four-person is a certain group of people, then it's likely going to come back all guilties. If it's a different group of people, it's likely to come back not guilties. What's interesting here is the jurors most likely fighting for acquittal are likely the African-American male jurors in the jury pool. So it's contrary to the media's narrative that, in fact, a lot of African-American men who look at the facts of this case based on what they said before the jury during the jury selection was they had serious doubts about whether Chauvin was guilty of anything, and they see the police as necessary and protective. And so it doesn't fit the media's narrative that wants to promote racial division. Just as we saw record levels of African-American male support for Trump for any Republican candidate in 40 years, we may see if there's acquittals in this case at any level, it will be led by African-American men.
What, I mean, regardless, he gets let off, there's going to be riots. How do we respond to that?
Well, you see what's happening. The National Guard's already been deployed to Minneapolis. They're locking down places and cities all across America. And that's the other thing that not only Maxine Waters, but Joe Biden and the mayor and the governor of Minnesota are deliberately inflaming. They're inflaming
exactly.
The court of public
They
opinion.
Want the Capitol surrounded with barbed wire. They want the country. They want martial law. They want control. That's why they're doing it. We should see it and come out against it. We're sorry for Floyd. We're sorry for Chauvin. The whole thing's a mess. And we should not let them use this against us. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. How do people find you on Twitter? How do they find you on Rumble? How do they find you on – you're on a bunch of things. How do people find you?
Best place to find me is at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where I store all the information and data and sort of a one-stop shop location. And it's free of big tech censorship and control, so that's why we're there.
All right, well, I want to invite you and your Canadian lawyer friend on anytime you guys want to co-host. Thank you, Barnes.
Hey, glad to be here.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is always kick butt. He's about to take over from Her Majesty's United Kingdom. I got a few other stories late in the first 5 minutes, and Paul's going to come on for the next 55. So I'll be back with a few stories, and then we're going to hand it over to him. But, wow, what a time to be alive. We got human-animal clones. We got pedophile slave camps. We got world government. We're worried about blacks and whites killing each other. Let's knock it off, folks, and let's realize there are bad black people, there are bad white people, there are good black people, there are good white people. And let's stop being idiots. It's as if there are good cops or bad cops. And if you're a Chi-Com globalist takeover, you want to get us fighting with each other. And this is so obvious and so ridiculous. Also, the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been banned across the internet. It's available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up. Availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
can fund myself with one plug a day, I'd do it. But we're a talk radio format where we have 14 minutes of ads for our local radio stations and TV stations. And then I've got a plug or we're not here. It's that simple. So I really appreciate the viewers and listeners. And we're like just at the point of keeping everybody employed, fighting, going out on the road, doing all the great things we do, breaking all the exclusives from your support. So thank you for your support. I would like to get into the black extra. I'd like to expand. I've got a bunch of huge plans, but I cannot do it without you. Plus, we have amazing products. So the new sale is Alpha Power Male Vitality Energy Stamina, known herbs that are healthy and good for your body, very regenerative, amazing. Does so many things for your whole body, your bone marrow, you name it. Talk about immune boosting. Alpha Power, back in stock, 40% off part of the restocked and reloaded sale. We also have Prostaguard, which is saw palmetto, great for men, great for women as well. All your glands documented for the prostate. And then it's got a bunch of known vitamins, known minerals. Again, it's basically a multivitamin, so that's why it is a top seller as well. Then Winter Sun, D3 is the king daddy of it all. It's the king daddy of it all. It is back in stock, 40% off as well. D3 with vitamin K under the tongue, so you get better absorption. It's very sweet naturally. No sweetener needed. Just like vitamin B12 sweet as well. We have Secret 12, but under the tongue or Ultra 12. And it's all right there. And Rocket Rest, a very strong version of Down and Out liquid formula in the dry formula. It's powerful, so look out when you take it. Deep sleep. Blast off to quick sleep, blast off in the morning with amazing restorative, regenerative rest. Rocket Rest, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've sold out for 6 months of our number two seller, and that is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Turmeric Construct. People love it for its anti-inflammatory and everything else it does. We just can't ever seem to get it, but we have the liquid formula that's very similar and excellent as well. 40% off pure turmeric liquid extract, selling out fast, but I said it is 40% off because listeners keep complaining that we don't have any turmeric. We do have turmeric, but only a couple thousand bottles. And then, of course, all T-shirts, except for the ones on sale, the baseline sale, $17.76, but then we have one special shirt of the day every day for $9.95. That's basically at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. And I've got big plans and big things and a lot of reporters that we finance that aren't in our name, and a lot of groups we support, and a lot of organizations we boost. But because we're so deplatformed, you don't hear us take the credit. Just believe me, we're doing a big job here at InfoWars. We're having a big effect here at InfoWars, but we're having a bigger effect through a lot of other organizations and a lot of other groups that are household names. So I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to ask you to continue to think about supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, your word of mouth is free, your prayers are free, and those are just as important or more important in the case of prayer than spreading the word or buying products. So please pray for us and spread the word. And we're all free to air every article, every video, every document. It's all copyright-free. Edit it, upload it, share it. Whatever you do, take action. In-game, back in stock, the DVD, being sold for $3.95 a piece. Zero country code, meaning it plays everywhere, and you're free to copy it. Please copy it. In-game, InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, that's another four-minute ad we just did live. So let's take that and put that out as well for the great listeners, because I'm trying to energize in the face of the enemy. Man, I went to dinner with James O'Keefe last night. He's like, you never surrender. You never back down. You never give in. You just attack, attack, attack. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 47. You're 20-something. And you've been kicking some major, or she's 30 now or whatever. I just love hanging out with O'Keefe. It's great energy. God, I wish I was that age again. I'm fighting just as hard as he is. But the only way I surrender is if you don't support us. And I wouldn't surrender anyways. It's like giving out an engine running out of fuel. So please support us. All right. Paul Joseph Watson from the Wonderland, the free society, the heavenly world of London, Stan, England, from the giant Islamic capital of the world. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Tell folks to tune in or roll over and submit.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. It is the Summit News Hour. I am Paul Joseph Watson, breaking news at Summit.News. We got a raft of news to cover during the show today. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about the COVID lockdowns because despite the fact that all the evidence coming out of Texas, South Dakota, Florida, all these other areas where they abandoned their mask mandates, their social distancing mandates, their coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Data shows record low cases. Data shows record low hospitalizations, record low deaths. The facts don't matter. The data doesn't matter. Here in the United Kingdom, we have a prime minister who said that the unlocking of the country would be led by data, not dates. So we look at the data, and what is the data in the United Kingdom? The data is that on Monday, yesterday, across the entire United Kingdom, we have fewer COVID deaths than road traffic accident deaths. And bearing in mind, of course, as we know, these COVID deaths are grossly over-exaggerated. I've spoken about this before, and it's crucial, and it got very little attention at the time. And this ties into everything that I'm going to talk about. Somebody did a Freedom of Information Act request to the UK government, which by law they're mandated to respond to. This was but a few months ago now, and they asked the question, very simple, direct question, how many COVID deaths that have been registered, total COVID deaths that have been announced, were caused by COVID alone and not by all these comorbidities thrown into the equation? This was on the government website, gov.uk, and the answer they came back with was, it boiled down to 1/10 of the total amount of COVID deaths that they had announced to the nation had been as a result of COVID. Only 1/10 were as a result of COVID alone. Then you look at all these cases of young people dying of COVID. Of course, you get one in a blue moon of someone, for example, in their 20s or early 30s dying of COVID. They trumpet that in the media like it's some ominous event, like it's a regular thing, a routine occurrence. Turns out most of these people who die from COVID, obviously there are unfortunate incidents where healthy young people die, but it's infinitesimal. The vast majority of prominent cases you see are morbidly obese people because they're, of course, more prone to die. But the actual figure is 1/10 of the amount that they've announced to the nation have died of COVID alone. And again, as I said, as of yesterday, four people on Monday died of COVID. Now, bear in mind, this is the official figure based on the previous 28 days of reporting. And we know that these reports, these tests are notoriously inaccurate. These death statistics are notoriously inaccurate, not by means of conspiracy theorists claiming that it's all fake and it doesn't exist, but by the government's own numbers on their own official government website in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. So we asked the question, we had four deaths yesterday from COVID. More people on average die of traffic accidents every day in the UK. And yet we're still in a state of semi-lockdown, and we will be for the next 2 months at least. They promised us, just like they promised us there'd be no vaccine passports, which they're now rolling out, funding
experimenting with. I'm going to get into that later as well. They promised us that wouldn't happen. They promised us that all social distancing, mask wearing restrictions would be lifted on June 21st. And yet they're planning mass public events, sports events, music events at major venues with half quarter capacity and all these social distancing restrictions still in place. So the timeline is complete BS. Even as it stands, with only four people dying of COVID yesterday, they've got this timetable and they refuse to accelerate it despite the fact that over 813,000 people in the United Kingdom have lost their jobs over the past year. And they say, oh, that's because of the pandemic. It's not because of the pandemic. It's because of the lockdown. And again, they say we're going to lead by data, not dates. Okay, the data's grossly, vastly in your favor in terms of record low cases, record low deaths. So let's lead by the data. Oh, no, we can't do that. And they're not going to lift these restrictions. That's the point. If people don't continue to resist, they're going to give us a couple of months off, a few months off. Then there are going to be some scary new variants. And, oh, we need to lock down again. That's the plan. In fact, I was told last year in July when we had these restrictions lifted, we had a July the 4th big unlocking and everybody was out on the street partying. Everybody was having house parties. Everybody was saying, oh, thank God, it's over. It's all over. Even then, when COVID cases and COVID deaths were lower than they are now, or around the same level at least, I was told that they would reintroduce lockdown measures in October of the same year, 2020, and that's exactly what they did. They introduced them in terms of tiers that slowly built up. All these different areas of the country were elevated into stricter and stricter tiers. And then, of course, they gave us 2 days off over Christmas. As soon as January came into effect, the lockdown came into full force once again. So because they're going to give us 2 or 3 months off and because we're going to think, oh, finally, we've won the battle. This is all over. The battle is not over. We've heard public health officials, bureaucrats, government quongos come out and say this is going to be 2-3 years. Some have said 5-10 years. If people don't stop resisting, they're going to continue to relent and to indoctrinate us with this belief that, oh, my God, the government's allowing us to go to the pub. Let's all take pub selfies at pub. No, that's normal behavior. That's not something to be celebrated. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the pub for somebody's birthday party and don't celebrate their birthday party. Do that because that's what they don't want you to do. But don't celebrate the mere fact that the government has given you permission to engage in normal leisure activity. Don't set the precedent that that right, that privilege, comes from the state. It doesn't. Which is why all these people taking pub selfies are really playing into the government's hands. The good news is, though, and there's a lot of good news on this front on a day-to-day basis, the resistance is growing. Headline out of Summit.news, UK Labour leader kicked out of pub by anti-lockdown landlord. Now, of course, as you know, the political system in the United Kingdom at this point is basically a two-party system, as you have in America. You have the Labour Party, the traditional left-wing party, which, just like the Democrats, has been completely subsumed, buried by identity politics. Then you have the Conservative Party, which is conservative in name only. For the past year plus, the so-called opposition, the Labour Party, has supported every single lockdown measure pushed by the so-called Conservative government. Now, a lot of those measures weren't even voted on in Parliament, but when they were, the Labour Party not only supported the Conservative government, but called for even more stringent, even more authoritarian measures. And that finally popped off in terms of confrontations, and we're going to get into this after the break because we've only got about a minute and a half. But there was a big confrontation in Bath, which is a city, I guess, about an hour and a half from London on the train, where a pub landlord confronted the opposition Labour leader. This went absolutely viral. This last time I saw it had about a million views on Twitter alone. Finally, somebody speaking truth to power, the truth buried by the monopoly mainstream media narrative, which hasn't even entertained the disgraceful, the overbearing, the ominous impact of lockdown, not just in terms of the economy, which, of course, we know leads to poverty, poverty leads to death, but in terms of social ostracization, atomization of families, not being able to see each other, and, of course, untreated cancer, all these other untreated illnesses that people are now dying of, not because of the pandemic, but because of lockdown. And now we're finally starting to see prominent examples of people resisting, not just in the United Kingdom, but in other countries. And after the break, when we get back, I'm going to explain why specifically there's a war on the pub in the United Kingdom, what the pub represents in terms of our culture, and why the government is still waging this war on pubs, even as it opens up non-essential retail, all these transnational corporations, big box stores. We'll be back, don't go away.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalist fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. It is the second segment of the Summit News Hour. Now, over the past year or so, we've had big scaremongering narratives pushed by the monopoly media, the legacy media. The coronavirus pandemic, the way the infection is spreading is via people gathering in huge numbers in pubs, on the streets when they're drinking, and on beaches. Then when they actually did the studies into how this virus was spreading, this is the same in America, it's the same in any other developed nation, it was spreading through hospitals while all the nurses were doing TikTok dances, and it was spreading through care homes. When you boil down the numbers, over the past 12 months or so, only 3% of coronavirus infections spread via the hospitality industry, that is pubs, bars, restaurants. And in fact, I think the number is even lower on beaches. In fact, one of the safest places to be in terms of people not spreading coronavirus but still being able to enjoy vaunted leisure time with permission from the government is by being on the beach. Yet we had dozens and dozens of scare stories in the mainstream media over the past 12 months of videos, photographs of people enjoying themselves on the beach. And then these hectoring witch hunt mobs on Twitter, pointing to those images and saying, oh my God, this is going to cause the third wave, the fourth wave. It was complete BS. The beaches are the safest place to be, and a close second place is the pubs. Now, you ask yourself, aside from the internet, aside from social media, where is popular opinion, where is popular and, in fact, populist sentiment formed, especially in the United Kingdom with our much heralded drinking culture? It's primarily two of the primary locations in terms of IRL, I would argue, would be the hairdressers, the barbers, and in pubs. Now, every time I've been into a pub, when lockdown's been on and off, every time I've been into the barbers, what are people talking about? They're talking about how lockdown, how this relentless, fear-mongering, monopoly media propaganda narrative about coronavirus, about the vaunted efficacy of lockdown, is complete BS. So where does the government focus its most stringent, draconian, restrictive measures? It's on places like barbers, hairdressers, and pubs. Again, 3% of infections came from pubs, and yet now we have a situation where for the next month at least, you cannot go inside a pub. Oh, but the retailers, the big box transnational corporations, the likes of Primark Clothing Store, which is basically the Walmart of clothing in the United Kingdom, they're fully open. In fact, we had a story about this the other day from Summit News, where rabid consumers crush into massive Harrods queue after being locked down for months. And we have the pictures, we have the video in this news article. Hundreds of people crammed into close proximity with queues, and they've set up barriers to ensure these queues snake round and round and round so people can get into Harrods, so people to get in, can get into Primark, the Walmart of clothing stores. That's fine. That's acceptable for the next month at least. And yet still, you can't go into a pub. People going to scramble for clothing deals in Primark or luxury items in Harrods are not stopping and having conversations with other people, with strangers, about the nature of the coronavirus lockdown or the pandemic itself. Where they are having those conversations, or where they would have those conversations, is in the barbers, is in the pubs, and they've been the hardest hit. We still can't go inside a pub. And this is why. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but first we're going to go to these videos because I mentioned it before the break. The first viral instance of a pub landlord confronting a politician, a leader of an opposition party, somebody who is supposed to act as a bulwark against the government, the Conservative government, yet his party, the Labour Party, has acted as a rubber stamp, as a green light at every single major juncture for the past year in not only voting with the government, in not only advocating all the Conservative opposition parties' policies, but in fact demanding more stringent policies. And finally, a pub landlord, and by the way, last week I talked about it, we had 60-plus landlords, organisers, owners of pub chains come out and say that the vaccine passport is not going to work, it's going to be impossible to enforce, it's going to drive away business, it's going to put more pubs out of business, hundreds of which close in the UK on a monthly basis. Finally, we had this viral confrontation between a pub landlord in Bath in the United Kingdom and the leader of the fake opposition party, which acts as a rubber stamp for everything the government does. And it was refreshing, to say the least. We've got a clip of this. The initial confrontation will play between the pub landlord in Bath and the UK Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer. Let's go to this clip right now.
I am truthfully incandescent about the job you've done.
No, not really.
Yes. Do you know what the average age of death with COVID is? According to Office of National Statistics, it's 82 years and 3 months. The average age of death normally? 81. Do you understand we have a poor economy because old people are dying? Did you see this graph? The last time we had this much debt, was 2008. That's the British Medical Journal. No, no, I came here to speak to this man, not your security. You have failed me.
Thank you.
I've been a Labour voter my entire life. You have failed to be the opposition. You have failed to ask whether lockdown was functioning.
There's a car just behind. Can we just...
Do you understand? Thousands of people have died because you have failed to do your job and ask the real questions. Well, I am telling you now, and I hope this goes out, you have failed this country. You have seriously failed. You have allowed our children to wear masks in school when it's never been any evidence for it.
So there's the pub landlord in Bath confronting the Labour leader, and if you want to play the second video as I speak over it, which is this same Labour leader then trying to enter the pub owned by that same person who just confronted him, being harassed, being aggressively manhandled by security. And if you didn't hear what the landlord was saying, he was saying the average age of the COVID death was 82 years and 3 months compared to the average age of death in the UK, which is 81 years, making the point that this almost exclusively was killing off older people while the rest of the country was put under de facto house arrest. Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, responded by tweeting some terse, smarmy response saying, go register to vote. Why? To vote for the same party, the so-called opposition party, that support the ruling government at every turn of the table. Ridiculous. Now go away. We'll be right back.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And, it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's showing up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back. And you saw the video, the viral video that's now got millions of views, of the pub landlord in the UK confronting the fake opposition leader, Keir Starmer, about his relentless support for lockdown policies pushed by the ruling Conservative government. Finally, somebody speaking truth to power. And they tried to spin it as saying, oh, he was aggressive. He said the F word. Oh, my God, the horror. Who cares? Who cares? That went viral, and that's going to have a big impact going forward. And that's why they're targeting the pubs. That's why they're targeting the pubs in the sense of the retailers are all open. They have massive queues of hundreds of people snaking around Primark stores outside London. That's okay. That's fine. That's not a pandemic risk. But the pubs, we have to keep the pubs shut down. And why is that? Well, there's a very interesting article that was published today on lockdownskeptics.org, which I summarized on summit.news in this headline. Teacher, war on pubs is about silencing dissent. And this is by a writer and a university teacher called Sean Walsh. And he perfectly encapsulated why they're still targeting the pubs, why they're still not allowing people inside the pubs for the next month at least. And by the way, if you go to a pub in the UK, you have to give your name, you have to give your phone number, you have to give your address, you have to hand over your whole details to this new system that they're creating, which, as we've highlighted in the past, is intended to be rolled into a Chinese communist-style social credit score for the West. So why are they targeting the pubs? Well, a university teacher has published a fascinating article in which he argues that the shutdown of pubs in the UK is about silencing dissent. Sean Walsh questions why pubs are still semi-closed while other, quote, non-essential retail stores are allowed to fully open, despite the fact that the entire hospitality industry was responsible for just 3% of total COVID infections last year across the entire pandemic. The main bulk was in hospitals, it was in care homes, but no, they have to go after the pubs. He writes, quote, "It's tempting to conclude that the SAGE," and that's the bureaucratic health body that advises the government on lockdowns in this country, "are not worried that pubs are possible vectors of transmission, but that they are concerned that hospitality venues are potential theatres of dissent." And this is the point I was making before the break. That is where popular sentiment is formed outside of social media in the real world. In this country, at least, it's in the pubs. That's the forum where people congregate to swap stories, to swap anecdotes, to form the basis, the foundation of public opinion that drives populist sentiment in this country. He also notes that health bureaucrats seem
to be intent on the British public remaining joyless as part of some demented puritanical drive to oversee, quote, the crude sanitization of our understanding of the human soul. Now, he makes the point that pubs are not just a place of fun and frivolity, but an organizing forum where populist sentiment takes shape. He says, quote, it's in the pub that people can whisper conspiracy against the government narrative, and conspiracies are always required that the like-minded are allowed to gather. It is over a drink that the millionaires and the pauper can come together and compare notes. And then he moves on to talk about the social credit score aspect of this war on pubs. Quote, Boris Johnson is currently offering us a sinister inversion of what a pub is, one in which you are tracked, traced, audited, judged, and humiliated. The roadmap, in this industry at least, is one that leads you not into normal, but into a Twin Peaks version of it. And that's the entire point. Even to go to a pub at this moment, you have to capitulate, you have to submit to the prototype, the embryonic social credit score system, by handing over all your information. Now, of course, lots of people are just going to give them fake names and fake numbers, and they should do, because they should resist this at every turn available. But lots of people aren't. They're just going to say, well, what's a phone number? What's a name? What's a mask? As long as I can sit outside and enjoy a pint. And then it becomes permanent, and then it advances into every other area of life. It reverses the entire tradition of common law that our country is based on, whereby you're allowed to engage in any behavior, any activity, unless it's expressively forbidden by law. Now that's completely reversed, and now we have to have government permission to engage in the most normal, basic, routine leisure behavior. That's a complete 180 reversal of common law understanding that this country has operated under as its foundation for, what, over 1,000 years now. He continues by arguing that if the government was trying to build a police state, one of the first things it would do is to, quote, stamp on the enjoyment of the great unwashed and confiscate all mechanisms of dissent. Now, of course, we know through social media, if you dissent on social media, if you talk about vaccine reactions, and not even that, if you merely criticize the lockdown, even if you cite medical peer-reviewed papers, experts who are criticizing the lockdown, that will get you banned on social media. But they can't ban you from talking about it in a pub, right? Oh, well, they can if all the pubs are closed and you can't talk to anyone in the first place. Walsh writes, quote, the government's war on pubs is ticking both those boxes. And as I pointed out before the break, the government is perfectly happy with having hundreds of people congregate in huge crowds outside transnational corporate retail stores. Apparently that's not a vector for transmission. That's not going to spread the virus. But woe betide you go to a pub and meet your friends and talk about how much of a BS system the lockdown is. That apparently is the main threat. But now it's led to a confrontation, and hopefully there are many more confrontations and acts of resistance from hospitality managers, from restaurant owners, from pub landlords, as we saw in the video that we played in the previous segment. And this is related, a headline again out of Summit.News, UK still won't accelerate reopening despite COVID deaths dropping below road accident fatalities. I talked about that. COVID cases have dropped 94% from the peak that we had in this country. And again, yesterday, the UK recorded just 4 total deaths. The Telegraph reports that in comparison, the UK records an average of around 5 deaths from road accidents daily. So now there are literally more people dying on average per day from road accidents than COVID. Yet we don't ban cars, we don't shut down roads, but we still, for no reason whatsoever, shut down pubs. They say they're going to go on the data, not the dates, and yet they're refusing to acknowledge the data and accelerate the program of reopening. It's even worse in Australia, though, which had an even more draconian lockdown than basically every major developed nation in the world. Headline, Australia, minister refuses to rule out electronic ankle bracelets to enforce home quarantine. Now, this is a country that, and we had the article back last year, which literally, as the government was announcing the lockdown, had police surround apartment blocks in Melbourne and in Sydney to ensure that people couldn't leave their own residential apartment blocks. That's how severe their lockdown was. We had multiple videos of police officers slamming people to the ground, slamming their heads to the ground if they failed to wear masks outside. Well, now a senior government minister in Australia has refused to rule out Australians being forced to wear electronic ankle bracelets, even if they're fully vaccinated, to make sure they're complying with home quarantine orders. Now, the question was asked of the employment minister over there in Australia, Stuart Robert, by a journalist called David Spears. He said, quote, "What sort of ideas would there be for this? Regular visits, inspections to make sure they're home, ankle bracelets, some sort of monitoring. How do you do it?" So they're now literally talking about applying prisoner on patrol methods, on parole methods, to ensure people self-quarantine at home in Australia if they come back into Australia as Australian citizens from another country. This is not ending anytime soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the final segment. I'm going to switch into some other news now. And this is a video that came out a couple of days ago, headline up on Summit.News. The LGBT movement continues to inflict its progressive wave across America. Headline, disgusting video shows children being paraded around drag queen show taking cash tips. Yeah, another disgusting video has emerged of children being paraded around during a late-night drag queen show in L.A. Of course it's L.A. as they are encouraged to take cash tips from members of the crowd. Now, we saw this before with Desmond is Amazing, and his mother actually came out afterwards and defended the fact that this 12-year-old kid was literally in a gay club in New York at night taking cash tips from these monsters in the crowd. Well, now it's happened again. The woman filming the video expresses her revulsion at the scene, commenting, "Why in the hell do these people got these effing little bitty A kids at this effing drag show?" It was 11:40 p.m. at night. These people have children in an effing drag show in L.A. Well, I would question why you're attending a drag show at midnight in the first place if it's so horrendous. But at least she got the video out. And at least she opposed it. Maybe she was unaware that there was a drag show taking place. But as you can see, the video shows two young blonde girls. I guess one of them's younger than the other. One of them's probably around 6 or 7. The other one's probably 10, I guess. Being made by a drag queen to perform poses to music as they collect money from the attendees. Now, the point I make in the article is, obviously, this is completely effed up that you would have children at this disgusting parade of degeneracy in Los Angeles, trash hell city, in the first place. The responsibility solely rests on the organizers, the owners of this venue, and of course with the parents who would allow their children to be put up on stage to engage in this disgusting ritual. But the point I make in the article, who in the hell is sitting in the audience? What kind of creepy pervert? And there are dozens of them in this video, and we've had other videos in the past of similar scenes. What kind of creepy pervert would take dollar bills and offer them to 6, 7, 8-year-old kids who are performing in a drag show at 11:40 p.m. at night? This is the vaunted LGBT movement they're all supposed to grovel and genuflect to. Disgusting. And in the article, I point out a few examples of where this happened in the past. And there are many. I chose like half of the examples that I personally wrote about in the past 2 years. 2019, as I mentioned, Desmond is Amazing, who literally appears with drag queens in videos where they've got artwork behind them which says Rohypnol on the artwork. They're talking about taking drugs in front of a 12-year-old kid, and he's up there laughing about it. They did it in 2019, gay club in New York, similar scene, 12-year-old boy posing, degenerate, creepy pervert sticking dollar bills or handing him dollar bills. We had another example posted to TikTok, another completely trash website that's destroying the youth of America on a daily basis, which showed a drag queen dancing suggestively in front of a girl no older than 6, as adults in the room applauded and cheered.
Again, this is the same movement in many senses that rails against creepy men harassing and stalking women on the streets, and rightly so. That's a problem that exists. It's the same movement that does that and says that there needs to be a reckoning of toxic masculinity, and we need to stop this rape culture of men harassing women on the streets and being perverts and being creeps, while simultaneously exposing 6, 7, 8-year-old girls to this very same perverted, degenerate, creep culture. Oh, but it's okay because it's in the name of the LGBT movement. BS. It's all the same degenerate trash. We had another example, as I saw it in the article. A high school in Brooklyn handed out stickers to 4-year-old children. Bearing in mind now the sex education in the UK has plummeted to the age where 5-year-old kids are being exposed to sex education. Disgusting. In Brooklyn, they handed out stickers to 4-year-old children during drag queen story time that said, quote, drag queen in training. Again, drag queen story time, where on numerous cases, it's been exposed that literal pedo sex offenders are infiltrating themselves into these events. Oh, what a surprise that pedo sex offenders would try to get around children in the name of progressivism and LGBT. They're literally handing out drag queen in training stickers in major American cities to 4-year-old kids. That is nothing less than disgusting and satanic. And it's the same people who say toxic masculinity, creepy pervert men on the streets need to be stopped. And they do. But you don't really have the moral high ground talking about creepy pervert men when you're parading your 7-year-old kids with drag queens, making them take cash dollar tips from these degenerate freaks in the crowd at these kind of events. And as I point in the article, there was actually a drag queen, which I would question anyone who involves themselves in that lifestyle. Again, we look at transgender people, we look at the rate of suicide, we look at the rate of drug use, we look at the rate of STDs, which I've got another story about that. Why would you involve yourself in that lifestyle? But even he, Kitty Demure, slammed woke parents for exposing their kids to drag queen culture. And I don't care what it is. You don't expose kids to any kind of sexualized culture whatsoever. But apparently, as long as it's under the banner of LGBT, then it's progressive, then it's fine. And these same people will then, on the other hand, talk about toxic masculinity, talk about harassment, talk about misogyny, talk about creepy pervert men, while at the same time, they're literally engaged in this, which I would argue was 100% worse. And on that subject, another nice cozy story here. STDs in America hit record high for 6th straight year. The numbers keep getting worse. America's sexually transmitted disease rates have hit a record high for the 6th straight year. With CDC researchers finding a 30% increase in STDs from 2015 to 2019. So in a 4-year period alone, they rose by 30%. 2.5 million Americans had either chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis infections in 2019. So progressive. With chlamydia cases rising 61% and gonorrhea cases spiking 42% among young people aged 15 to 24. Which, again, they're bathed in this degenerate culture of having teenage girls parade themselves and shake their butts around on TikTok for dopamine, for likes, for follows, creating OnlyFans accounts. TikTok is the gateway drug to OnlyFans. That's fine. That's liberating. That's progressive. But, oh, toxic masculinity is the problem. And, again, just by coincidence, those people in that same age bracket are more chronically depressed and suicidal than ever before. Gee, I wonder if there's a connection there. The research also shows that gay and bisexual men account for nearly half of the primary and secondary syphilis infections, while syphilis infections among newborn babies quadrupled between 2015 and 2019. This is truly the Babylon system. Oh, but it's such a progressive, positive lifestyle. Yeah, it's positive in one way, perhaps not a good way. Black people had STD rates between 5 to 8 times higher than white people. Again, this is CDC numbers. While amongst Hispanics, the figure was double that of white people. And then I quote a doctor who says that 20 years ago, they had a handle on it. The STD rates were going down in America. Now they're rising year upon year upon year. CDC study found that more than 4 out of 10 women who identify as transgender and live in big cities have contracted HIV. Again, destructive, demolishing lifestyle that they're being inducted into at an increasingly young age, and it's all being promoted by the culture, by the legacy media as something liberating, while at the same time they have record high suicide rates, record high chronic depression. I would suggest that inducting yourself into a life of hedonistic degeneracy, which leads to literally half of them catching STDs, serious illnesses, maybe that's not a positive thing. Maybe you should reject that kind of indoctrination, that kind of brainwashing. I conclude by saying the media and the culture's relentless promotion of degenerate promiscuity, again, fueled by dating apps, OnlyFans, TikTok primarily, for straight and gay people, and the rise of the LGBT movement obviously has nothing whatsoever to do with any of this. And I'll leave you with that cozy story. But stay tuned, because the George Floyd verdict is coming up soon, within an hour. We've got Owen Schroyer with the War Room ready to cover it as it unfolds live.